morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Damn right.
Yes, indeed, indeed. 866-901-ADAM. That's the phone number. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning. Couldn't be more excited to be here today. I don't know why. It's not any different than any other day, but I feel really good about being here today.
Well, good. You can compensate for my... I feel like we're not supposed to be working today because it's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah, it's now. Do you think it's a race thing or just that there's no one listening?
There's not the only thing worse than coming to work on a Monday is knowing 3/4 of the rest of the population you live amongst is not coming to work on Monday. See, for me, that's about how life is. If I was whatever I'm doing, if I'm eating Salisbury steak, right, I'm not too happy about it. But if the guy next to me is eating prime rib, and the guy next to me is eating a porterhouse steak, I'm extra miserable.
Right, I'm with you. Fine.
I mean, it's about half of life. The part where, you know, you could have a bad injury. If the person next to you had a compound fracture of the femur, you would not be complaining nearly as much as whatever you do. So it's about half of life is what happens to you, and then half of life is how it compares to those who are around you. If the average age was 125 and you died at 95, you'd be pissed.
Ripped off, absolutely.
Right, but if everyone's just living to 67 and you die at 95, well, then
I'm dying at
dancing at your own grave.
52, you figure.
Right. You feel bad, hang out with Bonaducci.
Yeah, I'm going to drop dead any second.
You'll feel better.
Now, do we have sappy music or stupid guy music?
I think we do.
Oh, let me, before we get sappy and stupid.
It's going to take 1 second.
My wife just wanted to thank you. I forget.
Good.
Danny sent my wife some lovely flowers.
Oh. I told you I was going to when I saw
Friday.
That news thing.
I know, I forgot about it. I never told my wife about it, and she found it, and I wanted to thank you because the window would close and get painted shut, and I wouldn't thank you.
Oh, good. No, I'm glad. That's sweet. I'm glad it made her happy. I get up very early to work out, and sometimes I work out at home and watch the news. And they did this very special thing on having twins, triplets, and quadruplets, and they start fighting at, like, 4 months, really fighting, like sibling rivalry.
Inside the womb.
Inside the womb, and they're kicking ass. And they've got this mom who's having, I think, triplets. And she's going, yeah, they kick ass, and it's horrible, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, later
on. I even wrote a little note, which I handed to Adam at 5 o'clock in the morning, or whatever it was, said, I'm sending your wife flowers.
Later
and
on.
I actually remember to do it.
They get spread out, but when they're in the womb, it's like a cage match.
Right.
You're entering the octagon, the womb-a-gon. You can no escape from the womb-a-gon and no tapping out.
By the way.
That's right.
I did not have your address on my cell phone because I would have sent you
Chuck
flowers.
Chuck the zygote Liddell.
Which would have said, I just sent Mrs. Carolla flowers, so I thought I'd better send you some, but I didn't have your address.
Well, that's a never-ending cycle, then. You have to send every woman in the world flowers. But did Lynette complain of kicking twins in the octagon in there?
I don't know. I tuned out during her pregnancy.
Yeah, the whole thing?
Let's get back to me being adorable, shall we?
I'm sorry, yes. Yeah.
So she really did like them?
Of course. I don't know, you know, it's
what... Danny is a vortex of need already at 6:02.
Oh, my God, you don't know.
He needs your love, Adam.
No, Danny, she wiped her ass with it and threw it at the garner.
This was her love. Because I thought, you know, when you do it to suck up or for no reason or an anniversary, that's one thing. You see a news story and said how difficult it is to have twins with medicine flowers. I just thought it'd make it feel good.
That's very sweet.
Yes, it did.
I'm an adorable guy that way.
Yeah, she loved them. And it's one of those things that guys, I mean... It's weird because women universally love flowers, even the ones that say they're not that into them. They always love them. When they show up at the door, especially unannounced, or better yet, when you send them to the workplace.
Always send them to work.
There's that FTD guy making the long walk down the long corridor of cubicles.
And you're like, is it me?
Each woman, oh, I hope my foot fits the slipper. Please, please, let it be me. Wherever they stop at, that's it.
Yeah, what'd the note say? You remember?
True.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't important,
she,
if you don't remember.
Oh, she, let's see, she read it out loud, and,
It's not a lovey card at all.
Yeah, what, it was nice.
All it said was, your husband will explain, love Danny.
You survived a cage match in your womb.
That's right, that's right.
All right, as for the sappy thing, real quick.
Yes.
Music?
I swear to God, I'm going to get ridiculed, but, you know, the way I dress and stuff, although... not bad. Kind of grown up today.
Right.
Yeah, it's all black today.
I'd be dazzled those front pockets myself. Like, the way I dress and stuff, I just don't care what people think. It's like, mm-hmm. no one's ever going to say anything to a guy like me. Just people don't do that.
Right.
But the sappy thing is, when I'm standing here and nobody's listening because it's Martin Luther King Day, if I can make all three of you guys crack up, it makes no difference. I can't see the other people laughing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't see any. If we make each other laugh, I'm kind of good with that.
Right.
You're a homo.
Wait a minute, but
I'll jump over this counter and carry his long ass.
Is that factoring into the dress, or is that apropos of nothing?
No, the dress is that I don't care what people think.
I got it.
Right.
So I would never bother to say that for any other reason. But, you know, I don't see anybody else in the room but you guys. I can't tell that people are laughing. But if we say something funny and we make each other laugh, what's the difference if there's 100,000 people listening or a million?
Right. Well, I'd like a million, but I know what you're saying. But, you know, I don't care what people think either. That's why I dress horribly
like
or not at all. Yeah, that's why I wear the same pair of sweats every day. There's two forms of I don't care what people think dress.
This. Yes, there are.
There's the bedazzler route. Yep. You can go down bedazzler road. You get to the fork in the road, or you go sort of old guy. Like, I'm going to wear the same jumpsuit and slippers to the market every day. I just don't care what people say.
When I thought about it, I thought Adam wears the uniform of a guy. You know what I mean? Look at him. That's just every inch a guy.
Thanks.
For me, no problem. For me, I come sometimes this close, it's about a half an inch out there, this close to drag. Half of my pants, until they started making cool pants for guys, I shop in the women's section.
Well, let me ask this. My feeling is I dress, actually I do everything for a desired outcome or to elicit a response, which is, when you talk, you try to be funny and entertaining because you want to keep your job, or you want the person next to you to think you're smart, or whatever it is. Many things you do for the people around you. I felt like once I got married, and certainly once I got into a committed relationship, I stopped wanting to attract people. I actually didn't care if I attracted them. Now,
see, I'm needy at 602.
Now there's some element of vanity because I try not to get morbidly obese and I shave and I don't smell bad. But in terms of sucking in the opposite sex, I gave up on it 10 years ago. So for me, dress, I don't have any reason to dress nicely.
Actually, most of my clothes suck in the same sex.
Oh, interesting. And well, suck is the operative word.
Exactly. You know who wore the same thing every day of his life?
Who?
Albert Einstein. Because he didn't want to be bothered. Right,
he said, I want to waste no time thinking about what to wear.
Exactly.
So he only had the same outfit.
He was coming up with a theory of relativity, not bedazzling his pants.
Isn't that weird, though? She's exactly right. He had seven of the exact same outfit.
That's what Adam
has. And said, I will never waste 1 second thinking about what to wear. Where, on the other hand, Galileo, he would wake up, and the second his feet hit the floor, this was often, I mean often, the second his feet hit the floor, he would get such a rush of different ideas that he would not move from that position for 7 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean he'd sit?
He'd just sit right there. And his ideas would just be freaking him out.
What if he had 1 foot in the bedpan? Because that's what they use back then.
Don't move. You stay still.
But dig this. You're going to love this about Galileo. He's one of my heroes. Okay, so he does just the most amazing. I don't have the capacity to describe the genius of this man. But if you read one of his quotes, he takes a bobbin, which is much like a crochet
sewing needle,
and puts it betwixt, that's in the quote, his eye and the bone, and pushes it as far back into his head as it will go, just to see what happens.
Really?
And nothing happened, by the way.
I don't know why I got fixated on bedpans now. And thought, I think I would have poo-pooed, pardon the pun, that idea almost immediately.
Almost immediately.
Even in the dark ages. Like, hey, how about me and thou'st crappeth into a pot and put it underneath yon bed? I would have been like, look, I know it's 1200 here, but that's a horrible idea.
Yeah. Besides, you could actually invent plumbing.
I feel like I would have. I know, like, we're 600 years away from a functioning toilet, but I still feel like sliding the crap under the bed is not a great alternative.
But you'd have figured something out. Me, I'd have been like Flava Flav Girl and just gone behind the ficus.
Just feel like crap. I did. I lived in Wisconsin for a while that had chamber pots.
My wife lived in Wisconsin.
Why are we in Wisconsin?
you know, my family just floated around for a while, and we lived in some like cabin in Wisconsin. And when the weather gets like it is now, you got to hit a chamber pot because the outhouse is 200 yards from the house, and it is freezing. And speaking of that, I just want to talk about what a puss I am. I am miserable, especially 5 a.m. in this cold.
Want to make a side bet on who did the stupidest thing?
Well, okay, I did something
dumb.
Okay,
you go first.
Yesterday, I walked down in my backyard, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw a sort of cascading, almost sort of waterfall of ice. Oh, yeah. I said, where did this... Is this ice? I thought to myself, I grew up out here. I almost never see ice. And where my heater is, there's some sort of condensation drip line, and a long line fell in this sort of gutter-like area, which sort of rolls down a hill. And by cracky, that was ice. It was a one-foot-wide sheet of ice going down a slope. And I walked over to it, my slippers, my bathrobe, holding a... cup of coffee that was, you know, up to the brim, and I said, that can't be ice. What is that? And I put my foot on it, and next thing you know, the coffee was all over my chest, and sure enough, yes, it was ice. I don't know what else I thought it was and why I had to go test that it was ice, but I dumped coffee all over my chest.
You kicked my ass. I was actually, comparatively now speaking, I was smart.
Yes.
But ice everywhere was all over the news. That's all the news was this morning.
Right.
There's ice where there shouldn't be ice. I actually was smart. I worked out at home today instead of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 minutes before the end of my workout, I ran outside in my underwear, started the car, and turned the heat on all the way, and ran back in. And when I was done working out, cleaned up, because I was still a little damp from cleaning up, I'd get outside. My car was, like, hot.
Yes. No,
I was bitching.
I was
the zappers? You could start them from a distance?
Yes. I was, remember, you got to go back all the way to 02 for those babies. No, that's what I was thinking this morning. When I got into my car, it was 36 degrees outside. A car was freezing, obviously. The leather seats are nice, but not great when they're freezing cold. And then by the time the car warmed up, it was time to hop out of the car and go to work. And I brought this up before. I would love a car timer. That started, like, I feel like, and anyone, most people that have a job are on a sort of regimented schedule in terms of the clock. I would say that most people who are employed show up at their job within about 5 minutes, one way or the other, the time they're supposed to be there.
Unless they work at the post office.
And most leave the house at almost exactly the same time every day. Their alarm goes off at the same time, and they walk out the front door at the same time. I would love something that started my car up 5 minutes before I walked out the door every day, Monday through Friday. Have to shut it off on the weekends, or maybe that's part of the timer. I know there's a liability in here somewhere.
Yeah.
But I would love to sign off on that thing or do whatever protective measures they need for my car to start up at 5:18 every single morning.
Okay, this will not do that, but this is my secret. You obviously have no problem with caffeine, correct?
Right.
In that cup of coffee, there's probably 100 milligrams of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
A no-dose or a Vivarin has 200 milligrams of caffeine as its only active ingredient.
Uh-huh.
Here's what you do. You set your alarm. You set your Vivarin down and your water next to it. Mm-hmm. The alarm goes off. You take it, you swallow it, you hit snooze, and you go right back to bed. 10 minutes later, the alarm goes off again. You hit it, you lay down, and you go, oh, I'm wide awake.
Huh.
That's my secret.
The Vivarin and the no-dose kicks in about 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah. It's like an aspirin. It's about the size of an aspirin, and it's only active ingredient. It's like approximately a Venti at Starbucks or a Big at the coffee bean. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And it's the active ingredient. It's only active ingredient is caffeine. 200
grams. How long will that push you for? I mean, you take one 5 hours later? Or?
Well, I don't really do it too much anymore. I don't like to take anything anymore. I'm like kind of freaky about that now.
What if you snort it?
But if I was...
shoot it.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm so done it.
Well...
I'm sorry. You know, if I've done...
You
I've,
shot no dose.
No. Should I never shot anything but steroids my whole life.
Should
but
you
I've crushed everything and snorted it.
Should you take another one 4 hours later?
If you wanted to. I used to take them when I was doing mornings in Detroit and afternoons in Chicago, or when I was doing... mornings in L.A. and then shooting the other half till 9 o'clock at night. I probably took five a day.
Wow.
And that's only 1,000 megs.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm going to check into this.
You should. It's really smart. You just take it, hit snooze, and go right back to bed.
No, I like that.
I do, too. It's like 4 cups of coffee, you
no,
say.
No, it's like one large Venti coffee. It's only 200 megs.
Let's see. Let's talk about...
I can make a cup of coffee sound like heroin.
Milligrams, right. What do we got to do today? We got, Peanut.
Oh, I can't wait.
She's a heavy set woman of color, by the way, who answers the phone.
I was talking to my wife last night, and mm-hmm. she was asking me what the favorite part of the show is. My wife and I love we talk about this show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just as everybody's big in mind, she's my toughest critic. You're sucking, you're talking too much, you're talking too little, you're interrupting, you're too loud. I mean, she'll tell me all the things I need to know. And she just loves this show, which is really cool, because otherwise I'd have to kill her.
Yeah, it is nice to have... the show doesn't come through where I live. I've lived up in the hills for last 10 years, maybe plus, and there's two stations that don't come through. The K-Rock, the other station I was on for 10 years, and this one. Those are the only two. You can get as much Mexican music as you want. Ironically, there's no Mexicans living in the hills, but it's nice when they're doing the gardening and painting the houses, they can tune into their favorite station. Yeah. There is no where I live, even though I can probably see Mount Wilson from where I live, there is zero reception for this station. That's Free FM out here in Los Angeles, which has a fairly crappy signal. And then K-Rock, the old station I was on, couldn't get a lick of that either. So my wife doesn't really get to hear much of the show, which is good and bad. Good part is I can say what I want about her.
Right,
and the bad
part,
she's not a fan.
See, my good part is that we can't fight over what I say on the radio. Because it could,
If
I said I'm doing it with Teresa right now, that's how we do it, coupled. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she leans over her microphone and we just do it the whole show.
Right.
She didn't get to get mad at me. It was on the radio. It was a bit. You don't get to get mad. So, in reality, I can actually tell the absolute truth about anything and not get in trouble.
But, it's a topic for a different day. But just because somebody says, I've forgiven you for cheating with my best friend, or I'll never get mad at anything you say. That's what I'm saying. I feel like my wife could make the proclamation, I'll never get mad at you at what you say over the radio. She could still get mad, but she can't voice it. That's the deal we made.
When I talked about the affair that I had, that did not make her mad because it's been dealt with. We did all this counseling. We did the TV show. It was all very public, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went outside to call her after talking about this girl, my wife said, how dare you make her sound like a decent person? So I had to come back and say, she was a scumbag, and I hope she dies of cancer or whatever.
Well, listen, it's unfortunate that your wife, Adam, will not be hearing today's show because it's going to be a very good one.
Yes. It is. We got Oswaldo, the great Ozzy Castillo, in the next room. He is going to come in with his review of Dreamgirls.
Can't wait.
Nice.
Peanut's calling in, or actually, we're calling her. I'm not sure if she's at work today for MLK.
That was favorite part of the show.
Topical, let's see. I was going to say topical phoner, but I'll figure out what that is. I got some stuff, too. Also, comedian Greg Fitzsimmons in studio, and it's Music Monday. I had to do some Burn the Midnight Oil last night to come up with songs inspired by real events. So these are songs that are inspired by real events, either historically or, I guess you'd have to say personally.
Okay,
but we'd have to make.
I was confused, so I've got lists of both.
I've got
the Midnight Oil myself.
So that's Music Monday. We'll take a break. Now, let's see. We were talking about this topic at the end of the day on Friday, I believe, which was fantasies, male fantasies versus female fantasies. And we discussed that male fantasies were really just things you wanted to do that you couldn't afford to do, essentially. When a guy has a fantasy, he wants to do it, whether it's punch his boss out or have a three-way with the receptionist and one of the secretaries. He wants to do it. It's either the secretary won't do it, or the boss would kill him, or he'd go to jail. But when women have fantasies, here's how you know women have fantasies and they're just fantasies. They're like, I was with two men last night in a dream. Yeah? Who were they? Did you know them? No, they didn't have faces.
You're right.
What?
They never do.
And the guys are so stupid, like, what? What happened? Industrial fire or something? No.
They were faceless men.
They were faceless men. Like, they were. Now, how about that guy you work with, Rick? He's good looking. It wasn't him?
No.
But just no face?
I got to put on my thinking helmet for this one.
Right.
I can't think of many things that have crossed my mind that I didn't just go do.
Right.
So I'm going to have to work on this one.
Well, we'll hear about your fantasies, male and female. 866-901-ADAM. And, yes, the scarily prevalent rape fantasy for a lot of women.
Huge. Yeah.
Being dominated. You wouldn't really want that to happen, but it's a good fantasy.
Then you guys should shut up.
I have an explanation. I'll tell you when we come back.
Yeah. All right. Your fantasies after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
We're SoCal's free to be.
Right. Adam Carolla.
You cannot text a handy.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
They like to make bigger balls and bigger holes so actually people who suck can enjoy the game.
Bigger balls, bigger holes so people suck can enjoy the game.
Tom Likas.
I would never talk to you unless someone was handing me cash like they are now.
Let me tell you, big guy, doesn't get much freer than that.
There's pleasure in that for me.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. The stars have worked so hard. Now comes the fun part. Join E! Tonight when we're live from the red carpet at the 2007 Golden Globe Awards. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
It is E! Man.
With Giuliana DePandy. With E! You won't miss a star.
It was an incredible time.
And with our glam cam on air and online, you won't miss a single stiletto.
People watching is my favorite.
Live from the red carpet, the 2007 Golden Globe Awards. The party starts tonight at 6. And tomorrow, join Jay Manuel, Jay Alexander, and Debbie Matenopoulos for Fashion Police at 8.
I thought the dress looks like a defunct wedding gown.
If we don't have anything good to say, we'll say it.
Award season coverage kicks off on E! Tonight at 6. Want more? Make eonline.com your homepage for red carpet season. We love it, too. On Time Warner Cable.
Show my 1967 Toyota Stout.
For generations, people have counted on Toyota's legendary reputation for quality. And now, celebrate 50 years of quality with special anniversary savings on remaining 06 trucks. Get an incredible $3,000 factory cash back on a powerful new 06 Tundra. Or drive off with $1,000 cash back on our rugged new 06 Tacoma. Hurry, when the 06 trucks are gone, so are these deals.
We make it easy.
Buy or lease. Get great cashback offers on remaining 06 Tundras and remaining 06 Tacomas. See your Toyota dealer today for special anniversary deals on the last of the 06 Toyota trucks. Tundra offer excludes V6 regular cab. Vehicles must be purchased or leased from new car dealer stock by midnight 1:30:07. 50th anniversary savings at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Toyota. Moving forward.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3.
97.1 KLSX.
Free FM.
Tonight at 9, don't miss the season premiere of Future Weapons on the Discovery Channel. Access will be granted. Firepower will be revealed.
Hey, Steve, check out my new phone. It has two networks, so it's twice as productive.
That's not a new phone. That's two old phones duct taped together. It's huge and bulky.
Oh,
and ridiculous.
Perhaps, but having the power of two networks makes up for it.
The duct tape covers up the buttons.
Telling you, Steve, this is the future of communication.
The future? Nextel already has a phone that uses both the Nextel network and the Sprint network. It does the job of two phones, but it's sleek and rugged, not bulky like two phones duct taped together.
Get even more power to get things done with the new Motorola Buzz IC502 from Nextel. Connect with both the powerful Nextel walkie-talkie network and the enhanced voice and data capabilities of the Sprint network. All on one phone for just $59.99 after $40 mail-in rebate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Nextel. Only from Sprint. Ends February 17, 2007. Excludes taxes, credit approval, two-year agreement, $36 activation, and $200 early termination fees. Other restrictions apply. Allow 8 to 12 weeks for rebate. See store for details.
Yeah, Lennox. Lennox Financial. No ups, no extras. That's the beauty of Lennox. You go in there, you get a $200,000 loan, that's what you walk out with. Not a bunch of closing fees and, well, I don't know. I don't know enough about the financial game to even tell you what you're going to be paying extra on, but you're going to pay extra unless you go to Lennox Financial. Call 888 888- 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. As they like to say over at Lennox, it's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind, and to me, that's watered down. I'd say it's bigger than that.
Bigger.
Bigger than the... that's what it... I'm not going to say biggest. I'm going to say it's bigger than the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Well put.
That's Lennox Financial. LennoxHomeLoans.com is where you go. Licensed by the California Department of... Wait a minute. Corporations.
Break free from your glasses and contacts with the safety of all laser wavefront customized intralasic at LASIK today. Call 877-WOW-2020 for your free consultation. Learn more at LASIKtodayvision.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Celebrate 40 years of King's history and receive a free commemorative mini jersey.
The word is up.
These jerseys honor four of the greatest Kings players of all time. Rogge Vachon, Dave Taylor, Wayne Gretzky, and Lou Robitaille.
It's real.
Each embroidered mini jersey comes with high quality packaging and a body mold for display. Every fan in attendance on select games walks away with one of these collectible mini jerseys free. The next giveaway is February 1st when the Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. And the free jersey features number 18 legend Dave Taylor. Find out how to collect all four jerseys with a custom frame by purchasing our jersey ticket package. Call 1-888-KINGS-LA or visit lakings.com/legends now.
Shot, score!
This is not a game.
Big time!
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Holy crap, it's colder than a schoolboy's urethra out there! What, that's not an expression? Well, it is now! Hey, we're going to talk to comedian Greg Fitzsimmons! Another edition of Music Monday! You'll also have your chance to win tickets to our big Playboy Mansion show this Thursday night! And Oz is going to review Dreamgirls! Oh, the Jackman loved that movie! Not as good as the musical, though! Which I didn't see! Because I'm not gay!
Thank you, Jack. Now, Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, we're talking about your fantasies and about the difference between male fantasies and female fantasies. Male fantasy, they want to do it. 99% of it they want to do.
Right.
If there is their wife's smoking hot friend who they'd like to have sex with and the wife's smoking hot friend propositioned them, they'd have sex with them. That's what guy fantasies are. Girl fantasies are just that. Stripping, posing for Playboy, maybe doing a porno movie, rape fantasies, stranger, you know, sex in strange places with stranger fantasies. But they would, there could be a woman who sits around and fantasizes about having sex with a stranger in a strange place their whole life. And then a good-looking guy could proposition them, you know, on a subway car and say, you want to go in the bathroom with me? And they'd be, no way.
No way.
Yes,
no way.
In fact, I think, I don't know if this is just me, I think it's rather common, but while men have that naughty nurse fantasy, I think some women kind of have the fantasy of the handsome doctor that then propositions you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If that were to actually happen, I think, what an unprofessional jerk. I'm never coming back here.
I'll have to think of fantasies because I don't have a single fetish. I don't want anything weird like spanking and pulling hair and that stuff. I hate it.
I don't either.
You know, if you
want
to moan just a little, fine. But if you start moaning a lot, I know you're lying. I'm not that good.
Yeah, I do.
I just
want
to do it as often as possible.
I do wonder about those people who have the foot fetish or the women crushing insects fetish or whatever it is fetish.
None of that for me.
What about a little like hair pulling or something like that?
I'll hold on to the hair like, you know, for a grip on poor hair to like her do anything. I just don't like it. Girls on top, girls on bottom. All that is great, but you know, you don't have to wear your shoes or a propeller hat.
I'll grab onto the chick's mustache if she's got enough wax into it. Like once I was with this chick who was
in the Phoenix.
She was in a barbershop quartet. What's that?
I said, "Have you ever been to Phoenix?" That's where I met mine.
Yeah, they're the like, you know, take a whiz on me fantasies.
Have you ever been asked to do that?
Whiz on anybody?
Yeah.
No.
I have been asked
One time when this chick got it, but she got bit by a jellyfish. It was a totally different scenario.
I think right. I saw that
Shouldn't
on
have
Friends.
Had a jellyfish in the sack with us. Yeah. Totally different scenario.
I have been asked to do that, and I don't know how it's possible. First of all, let's call it a Mr. Happy. Do we all know what we're talking about?
Getting whizzed on.
No, just your...
I know. When you're happy.
You're talking about your correct. Whiz. Yeah, yeah.
It's almost impossible to go out of one of those in the first place.
Right. It's true.
Then, when it's that hard to go, the chances of breaking wind are really high.
Decent.
Correct?
Yeah.
What?
You're pushing like crazy to try and do it out of a happiness. What? It's almost impossible. And the next thing you know... And it's like, you're just the spaz of the world. This is not a fantasy anymore.
I feel like if you're a kind of person who's just requested to be urinated on...
You don't mind.
You're not going to be offended when a little gas is passed. Good day, sir!
It's up to me to feel stupid.
If I may, well, first of all, I'd be interested to hear what our callers have to say, but I gave a little thought to the why being taken by force is a fantasy for women. Mm-hmm. And I think some of it is just a basic... brute thing. There's something sexy about being overtaken, but I also think because you men don't have to worry about being considered slutty or anything like that.
We do. It's actually a goal.
Well, for us though, there's some shame in it. So if your fantasy is that it's sort of more somebody else's idea and you're just along for the ride, it relieves you of that feeling that maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Interesting.
You
know,
I'll tell you something. My wife at the Pechanga came up to me in the bedroom, and my wife initiating sex. You have a better chance of seeing Haley's Comet.
Really?
Yeah, she's done her thing. And out of nowhere, there's this huge bathroom mirror. And I love that. You're watching in the mirror with your big love. It's really fun. And out of nowhere, and she used the F word. She never curses. And she goes, you want to F me in front of the mirror?
Wow.
I thought she was an alien.
Do you think I would have thought it was a trap? There's an intervention in the bathroom.
Yeah. Could
be surrounded
by
my parents and counselors are going to step out from the stall.
It was
amazing. I couldn't believe it. She's all into it. It was like totally different.
But you know why? Because you had just done a show and you were on fire.
Mm-hmm. I was on fire, dude.
She was attracted to you because you came off stage.
Because I kicked some serious ass. It was bitching.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want a woman, look, I've been to rock shows where there are bands you never heard of and 200 women in the crowd ready to have sex with anyone in the band, and the band wasn't good, and you've never heard of them, and you still have never heard of them, but doesn't matter. They're on stage enough.
You want to know something weird about that? That you're so right about that, Mike? I won't say who she is, but she tells me every time it doesn't seem to matter. My wife's best friend is, I think, 35 and gorgeous, beautiful.
I
thought that was going to be some trouble. Mm-hmm. You keep bringing this girl to my house, this is going to go bad. But she, when she was younger, was a groupie. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's got big names on her roster. But she also said to me the other day, it didn't matter at all. I don't even know who they were. They were just in a band on a club in some bar.
Yeah, on stage, I mean, guys.
She's gorgeous. She's the best single mom ever. I'd like to point that out in case she's listening. Works 16 hours a day. She's amazing.
Does your kid look like Keith Richards?
No, our kid.
No,
he's slurring. Chain smoking is 9. Wait a minute. DNA test.
What is that band? He does look like somebody from the band. He looks like the guy from Green Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This guy's married.
Billy Joe?
She's changed. She's not doing that anymore.
Well, the point is kids, get up young males. If you'd like to meet the young females, start a band, start doing comedy, start doing something that involves you doing it from a stage. Brandon?
Hey.
What's your fantasy, and have you lived it out?
Okay, well, it was handed off from an old girlfriend, and it was having sex on third base on a baseball field.
Why third?
Why third?
You know, she used to play third base. Ah. Okay, but now, hold on. While thinking about this...
It's a good thing she didn't play T-ball, because that can be painful. Yes.
So, you know, I thought about it, and I think my fantasy now would be to meet someone randomly and have, like, that sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And minimal conversation, sex, goodbye.
Stranger sex.
In a safe way.
Yeah, that's not an exotic fantasy.
Yeah, when I was working at Sushi on Sunset, that was Tuesday.
Minimal conversation, sex, goodbye.
Oh, that was that.
I don't know if that guy's that guy. Alan?
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell us about your fantasy. And please, dudes, call me at 866-901-ADAM. I'd love to hear dudes talk about their sexual fantasies at 6:30.
Kind of fantasies. This will probably make all the listeners throw up. But Mine would be to run into my very first crush from first grade.
The unfinished business.
That's weird. Yeah. That's a weird one.
I gotta say another big difference. Another big difference between the guys and the girls, even not necessarily in the fantasy department, but when I think about some of the girls I used to go out with, it's always that, oh, man, I'd like to get one more crack at that. Just one more chance to set it right. I wish I'd done it with her one more time. And when you talk to those girls about dating Adam Carolla, they go,
all of mine shiver. Oh, my God.
What was I thinking?
No, they don't.
I've had two girls taken away by the police.
Of course, she would look nothing like I imagine.
No, she'd be huge, man.
Yeah. Well, what? How old were you when you had this first crush?
Where was I?
No, how old were you?
I was, I guess, 6 years old.
Oh,
first grade.
Six. Let's do an age progression, like if she was kidnapped.
Yeah, she'll have a beard and be wearing glasses
and have male pattern baldness. Cherish? Remember that song, Cherish, by The Association?
Yes. And redone by David Cassidy.
That was my song with her. Yeah.
How old are you, Alan?
I'm 49. I was too shy to talk to her.
Yeah, but hold on a second. I feel like it's pretty healthy to have a fantasy about somebody you date in the 8th or 9th grade. But when you were 6 years old?
Oh, I had crushes on girls when I was 4.
No, I had crushes on girls, too, but I don't want to go back and bang them as an adult.
No, I'm not even talking about banging them. I mean, I'm talking about just...
He wants a date.
Well, this is the most boring fantasy ever.
No, I
get whizzed on if a girl really wanted to.
I think we just got bleeped out there. Yeah, I'd take it.
Yeah, if a girl really wanted to, would make her day, I'd do it. But there's not much I wouldn't do. I mean, didn't I offer to give him a handy just the other day, just on a dare?
I believe so.
Yeah, who gives a crap?
Max?
Hello?
You have yourself a fantasy?
Dude.
I was thinking of maybe going to the Playboy Mansion and meeting Teresa Strasser. Oh.
Now, who else has got some stories?
That's sweet.
We'll be
there Thursday night.
Apprentice party.
So if she stays over until Friday and you can make it past security, well, then,
Dude,
you can do both.
Put him on hold. Leave his email. I'll take a picture of it with my cell phone, and I'll just send it down the line to him.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. Ah, Oswaldo, the great Oswaldo Castillo, feverishly at work on his Dream Girls review. You think Ozzy, you think Dream Girls. I'm sure he'd seen it twice before we sent him to go see it.
Yeah.
He'll come in, give us a review. That'll be next on The Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere. Adam will be right back. And so will Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Friday morning, the Adam Carolla Show will be taking over the Playboy Mansion. Well, actually, it happens Thursday night, but we're going to play it back Friday morning so we can edit out the part where the police come by.
My head's bleeding. I'm out of my fists.
So don't forget to be at 97.1 Free FM bright and early Friday morning to hear the Ace Man along with Danny Bonaducci on a leash.
I have a drink and I'm just a good talk.
And celebrity guests, including past and present stars of The Apprentice, the Donald himself, and his hair. Powered by Maker's Mark, there's always a redhead at the bar. CBS Radio reminds you to drink responsibly. And 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Every year, I love to make this announcement. That's right. Once again, Land Rover Encino is the number one Land Rover dealership in the country. And Land Rover Encino would like nothing more than to give back with their annual customer appreciation sale. Check this out. All 2007 Range Rovers, Range Rover Sports, and LR3s are ready for you. Ready for delivery. Land Rover Encino has the largest inventory in the country and at one location. Don't assume you can't afford a brand new Land Rover. Land Rover Encino has been making Land Rovers affordable for thousands of customers year after year. So what are you waiting for? Don't waste a minute anywhere else. Take your deal to Land Rover Encino today. And remember, they will say yes to any reasonable offer because they just absolutely refuse to be undersold. Call Land Rover Encino at 866-GO-ROVER or visit Land Rover Encino on Ventura Boulevard, close to the 405 and the 101. Once again, Land Rover Encino wants to thank all of you for making them number one year after year. Call them 866-GO-ROVER. That's 866-GOROVER.
Imagine living in a vibrant city by the sea, rich with history and culture, trendy yet sophisticated, and just steps away from beaches, fine dining, shopping, and entertainment. The city, Long Beach. The address, 133 Promenade Walk. And on January 21st, this lifestyle can be yours. It's the model grand opening of 133 Promenade Walk in the pulsing heart of downtown Long Beach. Only 10 residences remain in Phase 1. Don't miss this opportunity to own a Soho-inspired loft, flat, or townhome starting in the mid-300s up to $1 million. Smack dab in the middle of one of Southern California's most vibrant urban centers. See for yourself. Sunday, January 21st at the model grand opening of 133 Promenade Walk on Broadway near Pine Avenue in downtown Long Beach. Check out the bright open spaces, the amenities, the lifestyle. The first 100 people will receive $10,000 towards their closing costs. Come on down. You may never leave. Log on to 133promenade.com for floor plans and more details or call 562-437-7788. This is the home for you. This could be your last chance to own a stylish new loft or townhome. These homes won't last for long. It's the model grand opening at 133 Promenade Walk in Long Beach.
If you like to drive and your present job just isn't doing it for you anymore, the Sigma Network has an opportunity to do what you like, get paid for it, and get paid well. In fact, Sigma's $2,000 sign-on bonus means drivers get paid especially well. The Sigma Network, a division of Cisco Food Service, needs hard-working men and women with commercial driver's licenses to transport products to nationally recognized chain restaurants. As a Sigma delivery driver, you'll earn as much as $1,200 a week, plus quarterly bonuses up to $4,000 annually. And there's more. Delivery drivers are eligible for a generous benefits package, such as pension plan, stock purchase program, paid holidays, personal days, 2 weeks vacation the first year, and medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. Call Sigma at 661-723-0405 or apply online at SigmaNetwork.com. That's SYGMANetwork.com. Apply now, because when you deliver for Sigma, they deliver for you. Call 661-723-0405 or go to SYGMANetwork.com.
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
I want to be my own boss.
Log on to JustAskRay.com.
I want to pay less taxes and build wealth.
Log on to JustAskRay.com.
I want to buy real estate without using my own money.
Go to JustAskRay.com.
Well, I need great credit to get a loan.
Go to JustAskRay.com.
Can a corporation be just one person?
Yes, but go to JustAskRay.com and get the answers to all your questions. Learn how to have a company with credit that's not in your name in 6 months at JustAskRay.com. Log on now. Sign up for Ray Reynolds' free online Ask Ray class and find out how to build $50,000 in corporate credit. Ray Reynolds, author of 15 books on credit, finance, and building corporations, has helped people build millions in corporate credit in as little as 19 days. And now he can help you. Learn how to protect your personal credit and all your assets by building a corporate credit profile fast. Bad credit or good, it doesn't matter. Your journey on the road to financial freedom begins at JustAskRay.com. Log on to JustAskRay.com and sign up for Ray Reynolds' free online Ask Ray class. Log on to JustAskRay.com now. That's www.JustAskRay.com.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on...
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award, take one.
Southern California has a lot of awards ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335 horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend's Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice, that was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
Welcome back to The Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
You're gonna eat lightning, you're gonna crack thunder.
If you said Rocky II...
You're gonna eat lightning, you're gonna crack thunder.
You're correct. Now back to The Adam Carolla Show.
Right on.
Remember when we were talking on Friday and I was getting frustrated because every time I announce I'm on a diet, Ozzy backs up the food wagon to my house and just starts offloading?
I believe bucket of flan was the phrase.
There's a huge bucket of flan in my refrigerator. My wife has no sweet tooth. She won't touch it. And it's in a clear container, so I just stare at it. That's all. I just stare at it. And then when I came home on Friday, ironically, where was Ozzy? In my kitchen, cooking away. Big bucket of beans and brisket and a whole 9 yards. And I walked him over to the fridge and I opened up and I said, the flan. Ozzy, the flan. No one is eating. Please eat the goddamn flan. Don't drop off. You know, like I said, it's one thing to go on a diet. It's another thing for you to go on a diet and somebody to drop off desserts every 3 days in a clear container that your spouse will not eat, so that every single time you open the fridge, front and center, there's the dessert you're trying not to eat.
My kid thinks that's funny to wave chocolate under my nose and stuff like that. But, dude, in all seriousness, if you care about that, don't we have Bally's as a client and Spectrum Club as a client? We should just go 3 times a week together.
Well, I wouldn't mind going to work out, but I don't. Part of the battle is the war at home and what you eat. Yeah. And Ozzy, don't bring over the big hula hoop worth of flan.
Psycho preparation, mental preparation for you.
Yeah, you're making me tougher.
Yeah.
Please, would you please eat it? I yelled at him, just eat. Would you eat it at least? You understand, nobody will eat this. It just sits there in a clear container. Then Ozzy made a 55-gallon drum of beans and dropped that off. Ozzy, stop cooking so much at my house.
Ozzy, isn't this your way of expressing love through food?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, Ozzy.
Adam, if you promise not to tell me.
He knows, you know.
He knows that you love him.
If you promise not to tell me on any, like the boss, Jack Silver, anything like that, I'm bringing a couple bottles of chemicals, whatever you want, you'll be wrecked.
That's what I want.
6% body fat, buddy.
I won't say a word as long as we don't talk about it on the air.
You got it, buddy.
Well, the beef, the barbecue is okay?
Yeah, that's good. I ate that last night.
How was the Dream Girls?
Oh, the Dream Girls. That's right.
What are we doing now, Teresa, besides suck a bundle?
Tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
The movie I'm reviewing today is Dream Girl. Dream Girl star Beyoncé Knowles. It's Dina
Who?
Young. Beyoncé Knowles.
Who? Beyoncé Knowles.
Beyoncé
That's right.
Knowles.
Yeah. Right.
It's Dina Young's. Jamie Foxx is Curtis.
I'm sorry, who?
Jamie who?
Fox.
Fox. Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
Come on, man.
first, I thought you were calling me by my old porn name.
No, how much was?
Well, it was Jamie, and then the last name is basically how we pronounce it the first way. Go ahead.
The Germans had a fighter plane called that.
Eddie Murphy is James Thunder Early, and Jennifer Hudson is Effie White.
Mm-hmm.
She is effing white.
She really is.
I'm sick of her.
Dream Girl is when immortalize the three music divas in 1970s.
Immortalized.
Immortalized.
That's right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Effie White, Dina Jones, and Donald Robinson are the three amigas from the city of Chicago. We become famous for signing.
Who became famous? These guys all got famous.
From signing the Dream Girls.
I see.
I think they might have been from Detroit.
Cantar.
It's a movie.
Maybe they ended up in Motor City, but they're from Chicago.
Yeah, from Chicago, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You bored with your own review?
You just bored yourself?
There's some flan in your future.
Yeah. The three amigas June from back sign.
Hold on a second.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
See, I try.
I know.
But we say jump. See, we don't pronounce the J like you or ho. You know what I mean? Like,
so therefore you'd be saying...
Jump.
Well, when I see the name Jose, I don't say Jose or Josie. I say Jose because I figured out that the J is not pronounced that way south of the border.
Unless it's that punk-ass Jose Iber.
Say quesadilla.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Quesadilla. There
see,
you go.
You did it.
But you see, we do pronounce J's like J, so we say jump.
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 Like
jump.
Van Halen.
No, ends with a P. Jump.
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 So here's what Ozzy will do for you.
Jumping.
You get your choice between hump Or if you go ahead and try to get him to pronounce a J, then he'll leave the P off. Jump.
Can we move forward?
How about this? Do you have a clip?
He won't get it clip? All.
Yeah, clip.
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 Come on, give me one good jump.
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 But you did the P at the end jump. Of clip.
Right, when you say hump, when you mispronounce the first letter, you can say the P.
Yeah.
But jump.
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 We better change the subject.
All right, here we go.
Clip.
Hey, no time, man.
Wait a minute. Now listen. What I'm saying is this passive-aggressive or isn't it? If you say hump five times instead of jump, and then you finally say the J, but you just go jump at that point, I say that's passive-aggressive, right. Just like the flan.
Adam. I am never going to get tired Adam. Of this.
Look right at me.
Okay, listen again.
Look at that man. That is not a passive-aggressive man. He can't even say passive-aggressive.
Good point.
He's a hard-working, good American who can't say jump.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're right. Welcome.
The three amigas jump.
How from much back to paint my house?
Singer. Mm-hmm. To start with James Thunder Early and the dirty manager, Curtis Taylor Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie who?
Foxx.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know say the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The guy make a problem with the trio and causes conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And the three amigas.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a click on Effie getting some bad news.
Dean's gonna say
audio, me. Please.
Dean is doing what?
Lee.
What do you mean? I always sing lead. Tell him, sissy.
We're trying something new, Effie.
Mm. Wow. Bad news. No lead singing.
Yeah.
Effie's getting effed.
Did this, Ozzy, did this movie sort of take you back to your beginnings when you were in Menudo?
No.
Okay.
You like Menudo?
Yeah. No, for in my country, it's Mondongo.
No. The yep. band
he
or the food?
Talking about the food.
Oh. Yep.
The food made with tripe is supposed to be the world's best hangover cure.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Just because you'll barf everything that's in your belly.
So not worth it.
All right, Ozzy, take it home, buddy.
I'll say, drink girl, let this reviewer call.
And nice. That was us for the movie review.
Nice.
We hope you did not end up too confused.
All right, Ozzy, you're going to my house now?
Yep.
You're going to paint?
Yep.
I have a very specific stucco-related conversation I want to have with you in the hallway. So don't leave without
talking. Are you
going to
be done with his house soon? Because I need my house painted, and I'll give him the work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got
big-ass house.
I got guys I could send your way.
That you trust and everything? Because I don't know anything about that stuff. I mean, I trust like they'll steal my
stuff.
I trust like they'll do a good job.
Everyone, here's how philosophical you should be about people come to work at your house, which is, if they were good, they wouldn't be available to come to your house. So that's where you should begin
okay.
your journey.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Think of it that way, and same with relationships. If that chick you're dating was worth a damn, she would have been married 5 years ago. Therefore, lowering the bar, therefore not being disappointed. So if you start from, and I have to do that philosophically every once in a while. Like, I think to myself, how many times do I got to tell this guy not to do this? Or how many times do we have to whatever? Or doesn't he know any better? And then I think to myself, if this guy could hear that, learn that, and was good enough to drink all that in, then he wouldn't be at my house for $13 an hour.
Okay, you're going to, because it's still funny between the way I dress and can't be a gearhead and can't do anything that I still think Adam and I are the same kind of guy. And I do. I really, truly believe it. But you know what happened? Oswaldo would come to my house, and he'd show me the kind of yellow stucco paint that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go, great. And then I'd go stay in a hotel for a week, and I'd come back, and my house would be painted. I wouldn't be there 1 second for it.
That wouldn't be it, yeah. Ozzy doesn't like me doing the armchair.
See, you would never call me the mosquito. You'd call me missing.
All right, Ozzy, seriously, hit the bricks.
Beautiful job, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you,
beautiful job,
enjoy
Ozzy.
Enjoy your week.
I should say grout the bricks. T.
Yes.
What's coming up in the news, baby doll?
Well, Paula Abdul did some press for American Idol, and if you have not heard it, it is a delight.
Really?
She's back
on the painkillers?
I don't know what.
No.
Well, let's let Danny Bonaducci guess the combination of drugs and alcohol that Paula Abdul is on.
Interesting. Like champagne.
All right. So Paula did a little pre-press because Idol's coming up when? Tuesday?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Tonight, no one knows what's going to happen, but we guarantee anything could. It's the Golden Globe Awards, live on NBC. The party of the year with the hottest stars from TV and film.
George Clooney.
Steve Carell.
Terry Hatcher.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And many more.
This is fantastic!
It's wild.
I feel like someone set me on fire.
It's unpredictable.
All right, I just got belief.
Anything can happen at the Golden Globe Awards, live tonight on NBC.
Witness the birth of fear on DVD. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning. The only thing more shocking than how it ended is how it all began.
You're not going anywhere.
Why are you doing this?
Critics call it one of the most terrifying horror films ever made. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning. Only uncut, unrated DVD. Too shocking for theaters. Tuesday, January 16th. Tonight, no one knows what's going to happen, but we guarantee anything could. It's the Golden Globe Awards, live on NBC. The party of the year with the hottest stars from TV and film.
George Clooney.
Steve Carell.
Terry Hatcher.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And many more.
This is fantastic!
It's wild.
I feel like someone set me on fire.
It's unpredictable.
All right, I just got belief.
Anything can happen at the Golden Globe Awards, live tonight on NBC.
Well, it's 2007, and in addition to their free shipping and lowest total prices, DeepDiscountDVD.com is kicking off the new year with a terrific buy one, get one free offer on Sony TV DVDs. It's simple. You buy one terrific season, like Seinfeld, and you get a season of Married with Children absolutely free. Pick up Rescue Me and get an entire season of News Radio for nothing. All those and over 30,000 other titles, all the lowest total prices, and just waiting to be shipped to your door absolutely free. DeepDiscountDVD.com, there's just no reason to buy DVDs anywhere else.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles.
SoCal's over the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings.
Online at 971freefm.com. On air at
97.1. Powered by the Auto Club 500, happening Sunday, February 25th at California Speedway.
The three-day weekend is a great time for one of three things. Finishing a home project, starting a home project, or heading to Lowe's to plan your next home project. Well, this weekend, all special order carpeting at Lowe's is 20% off, so plan away. What's more, all in-stock Whirlpool washers and dryers, priced $397 or more, are 10% off. And purchase any in-stock ceiling fan of $99 or more, and you'll get a free $20 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. Put it all on your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more January 11th to January 15th, 2007. So, take advantage of your three-day weekend and head to Lowe's for some great values. It's a plan.
Offer good while supplies last. Whirlpool washer and dryer offer not valid on special order, previous sales, or installation fees. See store for details. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Fox Monday at 8. Television's most talked about drama is back. 24.
There's a reason you're here now, Jack.
I'll do my best, sir.
Best-selling author Stephen King raves, the new season of 24 is so good, it's scary.
Everyone back!
It has more thrills in the first 4 hours than most series pack into an entire season.
I will not work with my enemies.
You're working with one now.
Tonight, the season premiere continues with two more electrifying hours.
We've proven we can strike at you anytime, anywhere.
An ending that's absolutely shocking. Even for 24.
Strike a blow that the Americans will never forget.
Be anywhere for Best Drama is back. And Entertainment Weekly raves, the new season of 24 rocks.
Set the weapon! Hold your fire!
Emmy Award winner Kiefer Sutherland stars in 24. The season premiere continues tonight at 8, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 11. Then stay tuned for Fox 11 News at 10.
Where was I? Travel Worm, that's right. What happened to the copy? Not that I need the copy.
Yeah.
Hell, this Travel Worm, get it out of my face!
Yeah, you don't even need that.
Good day, sir!
Tell you, when I talk about Travel Worm, I talk from the gut, just like the intestinal worm that sometimes inhabits... Oh, probably not a great association, but you know what I'm saying.
How many times have I told you I think
Hold on,
the show
let me
started?
Let me crumple up this piece of copy. Get it out of my face. It's insulting.
When you're doing these things, how many times have I told you, oh my God, I thought the show started? Because you just start talking about this crap.
I tell you, because I speak from the heart, Bonaducci. I got one speed, and that's not reading speed. And I didn't just read that either. Travel Worm. It's the exclusive travel partner of the Adam Carolla Show. That's right. That's what it says. Best rates on hotels, airfare, show tickets, and event tickets. One-stop shopping, as I like to call it. You like Vegas? Check out the deals at Hooters Hotel and Casino. Just hop on to TravelWorm.com. That's TravelWorm.com, or you pick up the phone, 888-700-VEGAS. Book your room to Vegas now, Hooters Hotel and Casino. That's 1-888-700-VEGAS. TravelWorm.
This free FM brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers. With specialized learning programs, their accredited teachers will help your child or teen succeed. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today, because waiting is not the answer. Sylvan Learning feels good.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, it's Sam Phillips here, host of The Single Life. Are you tired of looking in the mirror every day only to see old acne scars? Do your kids struggle with acne problems? It's a new year, and it's time for a new you with the Laser and Dermatology Institute. Stop spending money on creams, lotions, and medicines that don't work and make the problem worse. Go visit Dr. Rispler of the Laser and Dermatology Institute for the most advanced laser treatment therapy. I cannot be more thrilled with my results. It took years off my face with absolutely no downtime. Lasers can get rid of acne and old acne scars, remove fine lines, wrinkles, and sunspots. They use the most advanced FDA-approved lasers that give maximum results. Hey, I may be single, but I have a new man in my life, Dr. Rispler, and he's a board-certified dermatologist. Call him at 800-606-6000. That's 800-606-6000. Or schedule your consultation online and see my results at LaserHQ. They're in Irvine, Beverly Hills, and West Covina. Call 800-606-6000 and tell them Sam Phillips sent you.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking. Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
An Englishman suffered a very painful injury. He was with a prostitute when he told her that he was totally broke. Unhappy, she bit down.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
Nice.
Well, let's do it, T.
As we mentioned earlier, it is Martin Luther King Day today. Happy Martin Luther King Day to those of you who are not working.
What you say?
I don't know. What do you
and
say?
And the man got shot. That's why it's a holiday.
Although it's a celebration of his life. Yes, it's okay. His birthday.
Today's his birthday. Yeah.
Right. No, okay. Celebration. Happy LBA.
Yeah. I just...
Yes.
I didn't give my Mexicans the day off.
You did not?
No.
Because they are Mexican.
No, but most of them celebrate quietly this evening by drinking a beer and not thinking about Martin Luther King.
You know what, you know what I did for my Mexicans? I didn't refer to them as my Mexicans.
That's what you gave them.
Oh, you call them Danny's Mexicans?
Yes, I do. Damn right.
Adam's
Martin
Mexicans.
Luther King right. would have been 78 today had he not been assassinated in 1968 by James Earl Ray. Would have been 78.
When do we do the would have been? When do we stop doing the would have been?
Would have been 114.
No, yeah. 114? I don't think Benjamin Franklin.
We don't do, like, for President's Day. We don't do, you know, Washington would have been 214 years old.
I think it's during their natural lifespan, you say.
Yeah, I'm just saying you should stop at when the natural lifespan would have stopped at their age.
Yes.
Because in the 60s, and you have to factor in the black male as well.
Right.
Probably average age of the demise in the 60s of a black male is probably mid-60s.
Right.
Okay. So we can't do that. Wouldn't have been.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm saying.
Thank you. I'm going to take note of that for
important.
Next MLK
important
Day.
Stuff.
That
yes.
is important stuff.
President George Bush was on 60 Minutes last night being interviewed, and he was asked if he thought he had made any mistakes in terms of the war in Iraq, and here's what he had to say.
Abu Ghraib was a mistake. Using bad language like, you know, bring them on was a mistake. I think history is going to look back and see a lot of ways we could have done things better. And the reason I brought up the mistakes that's the job of the commander-in-chief. And two, I don't want people blaming our military.
Abu Ghraib was Yogi Bear's sidekick, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think maybe.
Can you play the very beginning of that again?
Abu Ghraib was a mistake.
I don't know what happened.
Hold on,
there.
Let me see if I can work that. Hey, we got some picnic baskets, Abu Ghraib?
Abu Ghraib.
No.
Yeah, something like
not
that.
Not all magic.
Mr. Ranger's coming?
Yeah,
that work?
They can't all be
Abu Ghraib.
Okay, I'm glad we got through with the hard news because we've got to get to Paula Abdul.
Yeah, we do.
As fast as possible. Now, she was doing a press tour because American Idol starts tomorrow night, the sixth season debuts, and... she's also got a show called Hey Paula, debuting later this year on Bravo. So she did what probably both of you guys have done. They're called satellite tours. You sit in one spot and different news affiliates interview you via satellite.
Hey Paula is what she hears coming from her medicine cabinet every night about 10 o'clock.
And then it says, Paula.
Paula, take me. I'm yummy.
Take another one.
See, you bastard normies don't know how bright you are. You just have no idea.
Come on, I'm just a little airplane-sized bottle.
Right, it doesn't count. You put some milk in it, it's fine.
Hell, there's more of this and more booze than mouthwash.
Because can I tell you right now how many times, and Gretchen knows, because when I really quit drinking and meant it, I told her all my tricks. There's that antabuse I told you about, we'll put you in the hospital if you drink.
Yes.
Do you know how many times I've dumped that bottle out and filled it with bare aspirin?
Just so someone doesn't
look almost identical.
It says, Danny, I'm in the trash can. I'm still fine.
No, the antabuse makes you so you die if you drink.
Yeah,
you just take the aspirin.
The antabuse says, no, don't flush me down the toilet. No!
No, you need me. You need
me.
It's a cacophony of voices coming from that medicine cabinet.
Oh, my God. It is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir if they were wasted.
Okay, now let's hear. Now, first, I'm going to play you a snippet of Paula Abdul. She's doing an interview here with the television station in Seattle.
Hold on, quickly. Do you want me to do what Ozzy's Flan sounds like coming from my refrigerator?
Yes.
No, we don't have time
for
that. Go ahead.
Do it, Adam, please.
Oh, Senor Carrara. I'm so yummy.
If Flan speaks Spanish.
Please taste my honey goodness. I will not. Don't worry, I won't go to your thighs.
And Flan looks like just what it will turn into, too.
That's right.
Yes,
didn't Oprah drag out a whole wheelbarrow full of Flan and say, this is what I've lost?
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay, now here's Paula having a little interview with the Seattle. Now, this is just the beginning, okay? There is much more.
This is on television?
Yes, this is a television interview via satellite from a station in Seattle. She's in New York.
Good morning, Paula Abdul, live in New York City.
Good morning, everybody.
Simon has actually said that this had some of the worst singers that he's ever heard. What did you think of the singers in Seattle?
Well... I have to agree with Simon.
Oh, no.
Paula?
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. And it was brilliant.
Okay, let's hear a tiny, tiny bit more before I have Danny predict what combination of drugs and alcohol.
Why do you think we're so bad here? That's not true.
You know what? They said, listen, any publicity is good publicity. You got to learn to eat it up and embrace it and say... Seattle had the best delusional people. There are some excellent contestants that came out of Seattle as well.
Okay, that's good. That's fair. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome.
And then tell me what the cackling sidekick was.
Good job.
How come you never laugh when I talk, Teresa?
I laugh all the time.
That's actually the first fan letter I ever wrote, Teresa.
You wrote her fan
letter? Well, I'm on MySpace, and I get a ton of mail about the show.
Right.
And do you really want to hear this? I'll make it brief. I've never been on a show with two forceful men like us, where the girl on the show wasn't referred to as the girl. Mm-hmm. You and Adam killing, that girl's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's what it usually says. And on every single piece of mail I got, said, Adam is so funny, and you add a lot, and Teresa is just perfect, by name.
See?
And that almost never happens, so I forwarded it.
Aren't you glad you sent them?
I love Danny.
I figured you deserve to know. You're doing a good job.
Now, Danny,
that's why I send flowers.
Thank you.
There's a hole in her that can never be filled, though, Danny. So
don't bother.
Don't bother trying.
I'll try right now.
A leaky boat.
I quit a week before I met her. Go ahead.
Vortex of need. Now, Paula Abdul also does an interview in San Francisco, and it is very, very good. I'm going to get to it in a moment. But before I play you that, Danny, what is happening with Paula?
Paula Abdul right there, absolutely. At the rate she is speaking, she's on blow. Because nobody does meth. You can't get by. You can't speak. You can't do anything.
Okay.
So at the rate she is speaking nasally, she's on cocaine. At the way she's slurring her words, I'm guessing a combination of Vicodin and alcohol.
Okay, mm-hmm.
So you've got cocaine, Vicodin, and alcohol.
Okay.
Because what always happens, for example, she's backstage doing blow.
Right.
And she's starting to shake and freak.
Right.
She goes, oh, my God, and has a drink. Mm-hmm. And then she starts to go think, this isn't working, I got to go faster, and has a Vicodin. This is all she thinks going to level her out, having been here 100 times. You keep adding chemicals that you think will counteract the last chemicals.
Right.
And it doesn't work out.
It's like when you're trying to give your Barbie doll a haircut, and you cut one side, and then you try to even up on the other, and then the Barbie's bald.
By the way, that's out of all the stuff I've ever done, that's never happened to me.
The Barbie doll thing? Or the...
Just go on TV, wasted out of my mind.
Because I got burnt with that Barbie doll thing this weekend.
Well, let's take a listen to... This is a two-parter, okay? It gets very, very ugly because I'm from San Francisco and I remember this anchorman, and he sort of wasn't brooking any of Paula. So here she is talking about her new movie before it gets ugly. But first, here's her talking about her movie.
What's this movie you're doing? Bratz, the movie?
Yeah, Ross, you know, the best thing is I'm blessed to have a platform that, allows me to continue to do the projects that I want to do. I'm going to be producing my first feature film. A big one.
Okay. Cocaine's worn off, Viking and alcohol took over.
This is the same day, and now at the end of this interview, he's finally had it.
You always wiggle around that much? You're just wiggling around there in New York City.
I'm a dancer. I'm doing little dance moves.
Coke freak.
Oh, all right.
He actually has to call her on the fact that she's moving around so much, and then the interview ends thusly.
All right, I'm not really sure what you said there, but it's called Bratz.
What aren't you sure of?
God bless him.
What didn't
Idol,
you hear?
American Idol next Tuesday and Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock here on Fox 2 in the Bay Area. Thank you.
That's a real journalist who's furious.
Bye.
I'm sorry, I thought he was
saying. Bye.
That's a real journalist.
Bratz.
Yeah, Chuck Glory Hall, I'm a huge fan of his. Yeah, she seems high.
Oh my God!
Which is fine because that just makes for a better
yeah.
show.
But you wouldn't like it if I came in like that.
As I've for the first hour, I'd probably be into it. Then it would get old eventually.
Yeah, well, by the second hour, I'd be under the table, so it wouldn't matter.
I just feel like, as I've said before, first off, she's a horrible artist. Her music is horrible.
Straight
it always
up?
Was horrible. Now, yes,
straight
I'm being
up,
serious.
Now,
oh, I see. Yes,
I think where she danced with the cat.
In 1988, when I heard it, I thought, this is horrible. And it does not stand up at all. The idea that she is a critic of music is like saying you have a retarded 9-year-old that made a finger painting that you put on your refrigerator, and now he's an art critic.
I would have made it if Paul Abdul made a finger painting, you wouldn't be impressed that she could do it.
That's true. Okay. I would put it up on the fridge or the medicine cabinet so she could see it.
Well,
look, I have nothing against her personally, but if you found out how much money she was making for saying nothing, and she's not Burt Bacharach. You know what I mean? She doesn't have a history of producing great music. Look, it's one thing if you coax some legend out of hibernation who is just a you know, if you got Stevie Wonder up there, so be it.
You didn't like this one?
No. Is this Opposites Attract?
This is the year I started radio. I played all of this.
Cold-hearted snake.
Yeah.
She's a cold-hearted snake. Looking to
she has a history of making horrible music, and now she has a legacy of making horrible comments.
Well, to be fair, Danny is theorizing that she was on a combination of cocaine,
Vicodin,
and alcohol. Her reps are saying that the problem was...
Prescription medicine.
No, they've gone a different route. Technical difficulties. They say the sound dropped out.
Oh, I was going to blame the moon's gravitational pull.
They blamed... Listen to what they did, Adam. They blamed us for hearing her wrong.
Wow.
No, they said that her sound went out and she became confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disoriented when the sound goes down. Watch. Turn my headphones down. Oh, my God, where am
What's
I?
Happening?
The room's spinning.
What's
Who said that?
Who
is that? Who are you with the horn out of your head?
Oh, my God, where did I get here?
Put your clothes back on, you centaur.
Let's talk about somebody else with drug and alcohol problems.
I'm right friggin' here.
No, I don't mean you. Do you realize that somebody else has a VH1 show about their drug and alcohol problems?
Yeah.
Shooting Sizemore. It's about Tom Sizemore. And he talks about attempting to kick his drug problems and his legal problems. And they show some of his home video footage. He admits on the show that his best 5 movies were all made when he was hooked on the crystal meth. Now, part of the show is that he's followed around by a sober buddy. And this makes him very angry.
I don't want to see you, Byron. I can't talk to you. You don't like the Beatles. Get out of my room. Did you hear what I said? What the f*** is he said to Byron over here? I don't know, this kid. He said, I'm going crazy up here, Byron, and this bullshit. This so a sober companion. I'll stay sober my damn self.
Oh, no, you won't,
Sizemore. Uh-oh. Do you know? I don't know what Danny's doing. He's bent over.
I'm getting Sizemore's phone number if you want it.
Oh, really? Can we call him up?
If you want to. But I will tell you right now, this is my opinion in case he's litigious.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Dangerous, dangerous lunatic. He's being followed around by the exact crew that followed me around.
Hold on. Really? The pot just called the kettle black, everybody.
You know what?
Pot,
I would accept that if you had some guy in here that had huge drug problems and lived on the street. And even, like, I've made it back and he was still in the street. Mm-hmm. I'd say, you're right. The pot called the kettle black. You have no idea about Sizemore.
What?
You've never seen anything like it.
Not an act.
Oh my God, you wouldn't do this act.
He is nuts, right?
Allegedly, craziest man in the world.
Right, in your opinion, allegedly.
Allegedly,
that
in my
doesn't
opinion.
Reflect the opinions of KLSX or the station.
As crazy as Gary Busey?
Gary actually has some problems, though. Gary has medical problems. Gary got in a big bike wreck and hurt his head.
Right.
And you know how now he looks retarded? Like, his head got hurt, so now he looks retarded?
Mm-hmm.
He actually had face cancer and had a big bone cut out right under his
eye.
I know. So, that's not fair, but I'll tell you, if I'd have done that show, Surviving Busey, it would have been one episode only. He'd have come here with that stick, I'd have cut his head off.
Well, what's with Sizemore that he's that crazy? What kind of stuff does he do?
You know what? It's so far out of my realm, I can't even tell you. Flips out on rages when there's no one there.
Mm-hmm.
Turns around and says, what do you want when
well,
there's no
how
one
are you,
there?
And by the way, Tom Sizemore has probably been in
way,
five of
show.
The 10 biggest movies in the last 25 years.
He's brilliant.
Black Hawk Down.
He was in Saving Private Ryan. Yeah. I mean, he's been in some huge. I mean, if you took Tom Sizemore's, obviously he didn't produce the movie and he didn't even star in half of them. But if you took the money that his movies that he's been in have grossed, it'd be about the same as Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years, it is insane how many big projects he's been a part of. But Danny, how do you know firsthand how nutty he is?
Because I was there.
You were there. Well, I mean, I feel like I used to be on MTV, but I didn't know what Carson Daly was doing when I was on MTV with him just because we're on the same network. Even though I assume it was drinking, banging, hookers.
You came up with the idea, which I thought was really funny and brilliant and a great way for me to show off, and I appreciate it, of somebody say a word and I'd come up with a story of something that happened. But I wanted to do it hooked up to a lie detector.
Right.
Because I've done so many absolutely crazy things. But just to give you an example about Sizemore, you got to remember it was me, Charlie Sheen, and Kiefer Sutherland picking up trash on the 405. I've
community
ran a
service.
Stupid life.
Right.
You know, and those guys are still afraid of stuff and weird and crowds and all sorts of stuff, and I'm not afraid of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I take all the stuff that they do and trying to hide, even though it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it in the middle of Sunset Boulevard and see who's going to try and stop me.
And this has what to do with Tom Sizemore?
Because he can keep up, and he's the only man I ever saw good.
He's
crazy. He's the flat out, because I take pride in my particular kind of craziness. I don't hurt anybody. You know, I think differently from other people. That's all there is to it, and I'm just not like you guys, it's, you know, in certain ways. Doesn't cause me any harm. Sizemore, allegedly, this has nothing to do with this station, in my opinion only, will kill someone someday.
Really? Within how long?
If he doesn't kill himself first, which the heavy money would be on, 5 years.
Wow. So he is...
Want to call the producer of his show, the executive producer, and ask
him?
Yeah. Let's get that going, and when we come back from break, maybe we can talk to him. In the meanwhile, I should mention that the NFL divisional playoffs took place over the weekend, with Chicago beating Seattle 27-24 on a field goal in overtime, and the New England Patriots beating the San Diego Chargers 24-21 with a field goal late in the fourth quarter. I knew you'd be upset by that.
No, I wasn't, actually, because I hedged my emotional bets by betting on the Patriots.
Oh, good idea.
And betting the money line.
Okay.
They were giving away 4.5 points.
Right.
I said, take them straight up. I know the Pats. I know their playoff record.
Right.
And I know this team has a four-leaf clover up its ass. That even though they're done and even though things shouldn't go their way, interceptions are dropped and bad penalties are called and they figure out a way to win. And God damn it if they didn't win again. But the point is I hedged my bet.
I like that.
And therefore, I was not upset because I bet $700 to win 12 or 13. $1,500 because I didn't use, I went the money line. I didn't take the points. What, this is my suggestion to everybody, by the way. If you're watching a game and you have a team, and it's a good way to go through life. You're watching a game. It's the Pats playing San Diego. Yesterday, I watched it at Kimmel's while he was cooking the oven-baked fresh pizza.
Are you guys best friends?
Yes.
I would say now, I feel like now I'm at the point, I'm not sure if the best friend thing is something I even use anymore. Because I have many close friends. But Kimmel is certainly, if he's not, he's certainly my top one and a half.
Really?
Because you have friends from high school, like Ray and Sam.
It is tough. I have guys I've known for 30-something years who I still hang out with because I grew up here in North Hollywood. But Kimmel, definitely one of my best friends.
Promise not to pity me because I like it this way. You guys would be my three best friends.
Aww.
I just don't hang. I just don't hang. Well, I do it with my wife or I do it alone. And that means sex, too.
The point I was making was, is I was watching the Patriots play the Chargers. I wanted the Chargers to win desperately. Actually, I wanted the Pats to lose desperately. Okay. I can't stand the Patriots. I can't stand New England sports. And I've certainly had an assful of every person from that area who's moved here. Yes. And can't stop talking about Red Sox and Patriots. And they've both been winning quite a bit over the last 5 years. Thus, they never stop flapping their gums about it. And I said to myself, I think the Pats are probably going to win this game. And then I'm going to be miserable. So what do? Well, I say to Jimmy's cousin Sal, Cousin Sal, how about you put 700 on the Pats and you put it
700
on the money line? Well, here's the deal. I tried to think about emotionally, how could I hedge my bets? Like right. when I was swinging a hammer, I would have put $35 on the Pats. That would have been my price.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If I was Mark Cuban, who owns a bunch of professional basketball teams, I would have made it $750,000. Where is your emotional break-even, Mark? For me, it was $700, which is, if I would have lost $700 and San Diego would have won yesterday, I would have went home feeling pretty good about myself. If I lost $5,000, I wouldn't have felt too good about it. And if I bet $10 and they won, the Pats won, I wouldn't have felt good about it. So for me, it was $700. I said, give me $700, do it on the money line, I'll win $1,250 or $1,300 or whatever it is because I didn't take the points. And when the Pats won, I was pissed that the Pats won, but then I made $1,300, so I didn't feel so bad.
Well, odds are, it's time for me to end the news. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
I'm just saying, hedge your bets. It's a good way to go through life, everybody.
But what's with this Tom Brady? Is he just lucky, or is he just very a gamer?
He is good when he has to be good, and this is a... this is something we got to talk to Peanut in the next break, our phone screener. Here's the deal with being good when you have to be good. It's just like life, which is people will forget about the interception you throw in the first quarter of game number 3, but they won't forget about the interception you throw in the fourth quarter and the playoff games when you're driving for a touchdown you need to win. Let me open this up philosophically for everyone who's listening. Tom Brady didn't have a good season. Tom Brady is a good quarterback, maybe a great quarterback. He didn't even have a good first three quarters for the Pats. But when they needed him, he scored, and that's how he'll be remembered.
Right.
This is what you people need to do in life. You don't need to show up every day, but there's about 3 or 4 days, as I've always said, that you'll be judged by. Maybe it's the first day you meet your wife. Maybe it's that first date. The ninth date? You can get drunk. You and Tom Sizemore could show up and go, let the party begin. But for the first date, you got to show up. What about that job interview? Believe me, once you pass that job interview and you've gotten a few months under your belt, then go ahead and start stealing supplies from the company or urinating in the janitor's closet. Do whatever you want, but you got to show up. There are those days you have to show up. I mean, I went with a guy. When I was doing the TLC show, I went with a guy who tried out as a field goal kicker for the LA Avengers, right? And his name's Steven, and he's a good kicker. But he had a bad day, and that was it. He kicked, 10 from the 40-yard line, and he missed 5 of them. And normally he goes 7 or 8 out of 10, but that day he went 4 or 5 out of 10, and that's it. You don't get to come back.
I think it's funny that you're looking at me because your lips are moving and I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, put it in your terms. You've got to be a lights-up performer. In other words, it's your moment.
You've got to go out and kick some ass.
That's not where you have a bad day.
But we we do this adage where you have to kick ass all the time, every time. Yeah. Untrue. You don't even have to kick ass half the time. Where you do have to kick ass is in the beginning, and where you have to kick ass is in moments where you need to kick ass, and you better figure out what those moments are and kick ass. And then after that, go ahead and coast. You know, the first, I don't know, 10 times I was on the radio, I made sure I kicked ass. After I kicked ass at that point, then I just started cruising. I'm still coasting to a stop now.
I'll tell you in all sincerity, you can make fun of me, but I actually strive for complete and total excellence in everything I do.
Yeah, but that, but why?
Doesn't matter.
Too many calories.
Because it makes me feel really good. It makes me. It's a thing about me. It's an ego thing.
I'm with you philosophically.
If I have to dig a trench that should take 3 days, I'll start at dawn and I'll dig till it's dark and it'll be done in a day.
Well, let's get going.
Yeah, you know, I really strive to be the best. When I was humiliated being a busboy and being Danny Partridge, because I was only like 17, there was no missing I was Partridge still. I still looked exactly like that. I was the best friggin' busboy they had. I ran and ran and hustled, and that made me feel good. People make fun of me all day, and I knew I was the best busboy in the place.
Oh, do whatever horrible menial job you have and do it the best you can, because eventually you'll get a good job.
Assistant
and you'll take
manager,
that
Black Angus Steakhouse.
Thing into it. But Brady is bad, except for when he needs to be good, and when he needs to be good, there's none better, and that's why he'll be remembered as one of the greats and wins constantly. All right, but I covered and hedged my emotional bets, and I don't feel bad that the Pats won. We need to take a break. Peanut is a heavy-set woman of color who answers the phone here at Free FM. We're going to talk to her. I hope she's here. She may not have come in because it's MLK Day. We'll talk to her after this.
Stick around. There's more coming up with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM. Tom Likas. Free to say what you're already thinking.
But don't continue dating somebody because you can't get rid of them.
You say, okay, we're going to break up after this trip, and then they make another trip.
Oh, that's what they do. I'll bet she's already bought you a Christmas present.
Not birthday present's coming up.
Right after your birthday, she's going to say, honey, you're not going to believe what I got you for Christmas. I already got it. I got your thing. I got your present. And they keep hoping they're going to get the engagement ring as their gift. You have to drop kick her through the uprights. Give yourself a birthday present this year.
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
The Anaheim openers sold out, but you still have two huge chances to see the world's best Supercross riders battle it out in Angel Stadium. Amped Mobile World Supercross GP. Brought to you locally by Big Old Tires and AMPM and featuring Toyota, the official truck of Supercross returns. Chad Reed, Kevin Windham, and James Stewart are back! You can save $5 on select seats with a discount coupon for participating AMPM locations. So what are you waiting for? Get tickets now at Ticketmaster, the Angel Stadium box office, or charge at 714-740-2000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets subject to convenience and handling charges. Don't miss a second of the action. Get there early because gates open at 12:30 for practice and qualifying. Amped Mobile AMA Supercross Series, sanctioned by AMA Pro Racing. January 20th and February 3rd, Angel Stadium. Only Amped Mobile gives you Supercross content you can't see anywhere else. Amped Mobile.
The stars have worked so hard. Now comes the fun part. Join E! Tonight when we're live from the red carpet at the 2007 Golden Globe Awards. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
It is E! Man.
With Juliana DePandy. With E! You won't miss a star.
It was an incredible time.
And with our glam cam on air and online, you won't miss a single stiletto.
People watching is my favorite.
Live from the red carpet, the 2007 Golden Globe Awards. The party starts tonight at 6. And tomorrow, join Jay Manuel, Jay Alexander, and Debbie Matenopoulos for Fashion Police at 8.
I thought the dress looked like a defunct wedding gown.
If we don't have anything good to say, we'll say it.
Award season coverage kicks off on E! Tonight at 6. Want more? Make eonline.com your homepage for red carpet season. We love it too. On Time Warner Cable.
man, these new cinnamon melts from McDonald's are good.
Way better than cinnamon rolls.
All center, just the warm, gooey, frosted part of the cinnamon roll.
Mmm, the best part.
With premium roast coffee? Unbelievable.
That's right, Arabica beans.
Oh yeah, best kind I know of.
Oh man, don't you know what this means?
What?
People aren't going to want regular stuff anymore.
Oh, they'll only want the best.
That's the best part of the cinnamon roll.
The best kind of coffee beans?
But think about it. Sports will be all highlights.
Movies will be like trailers.
CDs? Just the hits.
New cinnamon melts are a sweet new taste at McDonald's. It's just the centers of a cinnamon roll, where the warm icing and cinnamon reach their peak of gooey goodness. Paired with a rich, bold cup of premium roast coffee, breakfast, snacking, and dessert will never be the same.
Man, this cinnamon melt premium roast coffee thing's going to be big.
Oh, huge.
Available all day long at participating McDonald's.
Wake up with McDonald's and their eye-opening sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Fluffy egg, melted cheese, and savory sausage. Stacked on a toasted English muffin. Now two for just $3. Only at McDonald's.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM. Don't miss the Los Angeles Kings take on the St. Louis Blues at Staples Center Thursday, January 18th. For tickets, log on to LAKings.com now.
Yeah, get it on. That's right, nothing says rock and roll like LASIK surgery. You laughing? If you can't see them amps, that drum kit, and that bass guitar, well, then you ain't going to be able to rock, are you? That's where Laser Eye Center comes in. They got the LADAR 6000. Good, smart when you go 6,000. I feel like a lot of companies in the mid-90s went with the 2,000. That's yesterday's technology. LASIK people are smart. The Laser Eye Center guys are smart. They got about another 4,900 and some odd years before we even have to get close to replacing that LADAR 6,000 technology. Bri?
Really playing it safe with the 6,000.
I know. Why go 3,000? What are your grandkids going to do?
You know what? Let's make it 6,000 and call it a day.
There you go. Laser Eye Center. Smart enough to name their lasers with the right number and smart enough to fix your horrible eyesight. Have trouble reading? How about seeing those signs? Huh? How about that one that says, do not blame your parents when you're driving? I see that every time. That's right. Laser Eye Center. Where was I? Call right now for a free consultation. Voted best LASIK center 5 consecutive years. Call 880-LASER. That's 880-LASER. Laser Eye Center.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla is back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award, take one.
Southern California has a lot of award ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335-horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice. That was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, the Special Olympics.
And they race them?
Will they... Yeah...
That was Adam Explains the Special Olympics to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, good news. Our favorite phone screener, Peanut. Yeah. Peanut's a heavyset woman of color. She answers the phones here at Free FM. It's not our phone screener. Our phone screener is Kyle. He's a heavyset man of color. But Peanut's
color
heavyset
white.
Woman of color. Peanut.
Hi. Who's calling?
Peanut, this is Adam Carolla from the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, Mr. Funny Man.
Hey, good. Are you, where are you out in the reception area there?
Well, you know what? I'm at home today.
You're at home?
Yeah.
See, Peanut, I feel like you should be getting the phone, and you should be here.
Well, nah, this is the Martin Luther King Day.
This is who?
Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. But
it's
his day. I know it's his day, but and we want to honor him as well, but we all came into work today.
And we use the K in his last name.
Excuse me?
No, never
mind. Peanut?
I'm taking my earring off. I didn't hear you. What? Can you repeat that, please?
Peanut, I'm going to need you to
Why is your phone ringing at home?
Well, I feel like it's your phone, and you need to answer it because we're paying you to answer the phone.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Is you raising your voice at me?
No, but I know it's Martin
Luther. No, but nothing. Is you raising your voice?
It's Martin Luther King Day.
Funny man. It's Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King Day.
And you can celebrate however you want once the workday is over, but I feel like we all came in to work today, and you need
to come in as well.
Let
me ask you something.
Mm-hmm. Even Russell Parks
Martin Luther King Jr. marched from Selma to Birmingham. Did he say, oh, I'll march tomorrow?
No, he didn't.
He marched. He marched for freedom of peanut. Okay.
No, I don't think that would explain
why you would march into work.
Yes, he didn't wait till tomorrow.
He
didn't march, so you didn't have to go to work.
Listen, funny man, this is a federal holiday, okay? This is a federal holiday.
I know, but Jack Silver.
Now, excuse me.
Jack Silver.
Excuse me.
Jack Silver said. Okay.
This better be a bit or this bitch is fired.
Okay, look here. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know who Jackie Gold or whoever this man you keep talking about.
Jack Silver.
What kind of metal he is, I don't care. If he's Jackie Platinum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's not. You know who he's not? He's not Jackie Boss of me. Okay?
Well,
he is.
He is, actually.
Excuse me?
Does he pay you?
Who's talking, please?
This is Danny Bonaduce.
Peanut, you know that Danny Bonaduce works here now, right?
Ooh! Danny Bonaducci.
Right.
Close enough with Marbles
Luton
King.
Can I get your autograph?
Yes, you can.
I think you know some friends of mine. They said they beat your butt several years ago. You met them at an intersection?
Probably true. I fight at intersections a lot.
It wasn't really a fight. It was more like a beatdown.
Let's focus. I'm saying your boss is Jack Silver.
Yeah, okay.
And Jack Silver came in here about a week ago, and he said, we will be working on Martin Luther King Day.
I watched it happen.
And
well, let me ask you this. Hmm. If Mr. Johnny Silver, does he work in a post office? Because if he work in a post office, guess what?
Hmm.
He ain't working today.
Yeah,
which is good, because he's not mailing you a check.
Excuse me, Johnny Martinucci. if he work in a bank, guess what? He's not working today.
Good, because you ain't getting any money.
And if Jack Silver worked in a school, guess what?
You ain't got no education.
He ain't working today.
Peanut, we don't have anyone to answer our phones.
If Jack Silver worked in a library, guess what?
You still couldn't read.
He ain't working today.
Well, but
I can read you.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. You need to put them skinny pink lips right on my big black behind, okay?
All right. No,
okay. You might want to come up with something harder than that.
Peanut, I wish that Jack Silver worked at a post office as well, too. Almost every day about 10:02 when he walks into the studio.
Yes. Teresa, Donnie Blanaducci. Let's try today. It's about peace.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting along.
Right.
Okay, I don't want to argue. I don't want to Vaseline up and meet y'all in the parking lot like we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Like your friends are giving the beat down.
It's a day of peace.
Well, can I ask Peanut, since you're not coming in today, which I respect that you're not coming in, what are you going to do today for Martin Luther King?
How are you going to celebrate?
Huh?
If you're not going to come in, how are you paying honor to Martin Luther King?
Huh?
Well, I don't feel like it's okay for you just to sit home and not answer the phone. I feel like if, in fact, you're not going to come into work today, the least you should do is be at church or somewhere.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what, Adam? If you know, really, because you know my peaceful tone, part of the I Have a Dream speech was one day.
Right.
We were all, I always get emotional at this part, one day we were all as a nation be able to stay home and not talk on the phone.
I don't think he talked about answering the phone.
Sure he said that.
He didn't say that.
He misunderstood. He thought he said, I have a ring today.
Excuse me, Daddy. Baba
Luigi.
Let me get with you. Teresa?
Yes.
Hey, girlfriend, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Scoot down a little bit. I just want to talk to you woman to woman.
Okay.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Can I ask you something real personal?
Yes.
Why do you hate me?
Now,
I can understand these men, folks, but why do you hate me, Teresa?
I love you.
No, you don't love me.
Well, I think you do a very good job. I wish you'd come in today.
Well, you know what I wish you'd do? I wish you'd reach around and take that knife out of my back.
No, you done did it.
Oh, no, Peanut. My earrings off. Matter of fact, I'm coming in to work today, Adam. I'm coming in to work, and guess what? I'm not wearing my high heels, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm wearing my running shoes because I'm running your behind down, and it's about to be on and
but, Peanut, I don't know if you
I'm
should
taking
threaten.
My earrings off. I'm taking my earrings off, and I'm about to get to the bus station.
You know,
if I catch the right bus, there's three here. Is going to be knocked today. The first one named Danny, second one named Teresa, and the third one named Funny Man. Now let's get it on.
All right. Now look, I don't want to be threatened by you.
We're going to have some freedom today because I'm coming into work.
All right,
I'm coming
Peanut.
Into work. And in the name of my Philippine Jr., I'm hanging my foot sideways up in your rectum, okay? Now, let's do it.
Right, all right. Peanut,
let's do it.
I know you had the calls forwarded to your house because that's what you'll often do when you stay home, but I feel like you're going to need to pick it up every once in a while.
Ooh. Okay, Adam, let me tell you something.
That was the last time she was picked up.
Hey, Adam, let me calm down, and let me just end this on a positive note.
All right.
As you know, I wrote a song for Martha Luther King Jr., and I would just like to thank you for you. Hey, Danny, how you doing?
I'm good, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. How's your wife?
She's wonderful. Thank you for
how
asking.
Kids?
The kids are good.
Do y'all... Okay.
Is that part of the song?
Is that the song?
You want to hear the song?
Yes,
yeah.
I would.
It's Martha Luther King Jr. Day. It's a day like no other day. It's a day that sometimes I like to stay away from work. But I do. And when I'm home, I don't answer the phone. Because I think of Martin Luther King Day Jr. I'm still working on it.
All right, Peter,
I got a Martin Luther King song.
What you got?
I don't know.
It's Martin Luther King Day. I'm pretty sure he wasn't gay.
Hey, let me
I heard he
something.
Wasn't
Daddy,
crazy, but I heard Peanut's friggin' lazy.
What was
Peanut?
You said Daddy sound like he a pirate, don't you?
How so?
Thank you.
Peanut,
yeah,
my fantasy.
Would you a pirate?
No, but it's my fantasy to be a pirate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and one thing I wanted to tell you, Danny, before I go.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's a peaceful day. I just wanted to let you... You close to the phone?
Yeah, my ear, baby.
I just wanted to tell you...
All right, Peanut. No, Peanut, that's enough now.
I don't like him. I don't like you for liking him. And Teresa, you up in that next line up because I'm going to whip some bitch.
All right, that's enough. That's enough, Peanut. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and listen to threats.
Me? Peanut is threatening me.
I feel like...
It's a girl, but I'll beat her ass.
The Jews marched arm in arm with the blacks many years ago for civil rights, and now I feel like the sisters have turned against a lot of the Jewish sisters.
Usually, you know, Peanut is okay with me, but today she's a little ornery, and I don't know if you're okay with her just not picking up the phone at all, because I didn't hear her pick up one single phone call.
Peanut?
Yeah.
Peanut?
Ooh, I got to check my pressure.
You fired up. I feel like you need to answer the phone there in the background.
I feel like you need your insulin shot.
What?
You need to answer the phone.
Danny, you know me well.
I thought so.
I do need my insulin shot.
I thought,
sugar. She's got sugar.
You know what? I can't.
Carl, I got some. I got them.
I can't answer the phone because it's a federal holiday. It's Martha Luther King doing that.
All right, Peanut. That's enough.
Okay.
Where were we? Speaking of blacks that aren't doing their jobs, O.J.,
yes.
There's some, now you said in the news, or when did you tell me this? Off the air, Teresa?
Off the air.
What did you say?
That, I guess Newsweek has gotten a hold of some of the OJ If I Did It book.
Mm-hmm.
And,
OJ's, so even though it was supposed to never go to press.
Yes. You knew somebody would get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too, and OJ's claiming that the book had a ghostwriter, of course, and who cobbled together some chapters, with a lot of, you know, without a lot
innuendo.
Of help from OJ, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ghost Rider, ghost ex-wife as well.
I found out about Ghost Riders, man, 40%. Forget it. I wrote every word of my book.
You did?
Yeah. 40%?
I don't know.
That's what a good ghostwriter, 40%.
Really?
I said, eat me. I'll write this book.
A good ghostwriter makes up 40% of your biography?
No, gets 40% of the money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I sat home drunk and wrote that book.
Go ahead, T.
Well, in this latest news about OJ, he said that he didn't correct the error so that he'd be able to prove later on that he didn't write it. Slightly convoluted.
Mm-hmm. All right,
he's a double murderer. Of course, he's slightly convoluted. He cut people's head off.
You have more excerpts from it,
allegedly.
No, but they Newsweek claims
that's
to have
good
them.
Radio, by the way.
Yes, but they're not.
They're not so they're not divulging those until the Newsweek article comes out.
Yes, they're just saying that they have the chapter titled "The Night in Question," which is obviously about the night that the alleged double homicide took place.
And when is that coming out?
I got a million nights in question.
I assume that it will be in the upcoming issue of Newsweek. But I don't know how much of this they're going to publish.
Perhaps we should have talked about it more off the air.
Well, you talked about it with our writer, Mike Lynch, but he failed to put me in the loop.
I blame myself. All right, look, we're not supposed to be working today. What do you people want? But it does beg the larger topic of what have you gotten away with? What did you do that you weren't punished for? Did you steal something? Did you cheat? What did you do that you got away with? And then, was it worth it? Are you bothered by it? Because there's an emotional price to pay to getting away with cheating on your spouse or ripping off a partner or a client. 866-901-ADAM, what did you get away with? Next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
It's the new year, and there's no better way to bring it in than with the classical taste of Spain. Join me this Sunday at the Flavors of España Wine Tasting Dinner at Tapas Restaurant in Newport Beach. You'll enjoy a four-course meal, tapas, live entertainment, and presentations of the finest wines from Spain. Make your VIP reservations to join me now by logging on to 971freefm.com or by calling Tapas Restaurant at 949-756-8194. That's the Flavors of España Wine Tasting Dinner this Sunday at Tapas in Newport Beach. Space is limited, so make your reservations now.
It adapts to uncontrollable elements from the sky. It adapts to unseen things from behind. It adapts to the unknown object around the next dark corner. But it's not a person. It's not an animal. It's not even alive. It is, however, aware of everything. The Lexus RX 350, with over 100 available sensors that adapt to a constantly changing environment so you don't have to. The RX activates rain-sensing windshield wipers, turns on the available rear-view backup camera when you shift into reverse, even rotates its headlamps 15 degrees to improve visibility on windy roads. But even more impressively,
turning air conditioner on.
It adapts to you. The Lexus RX 350. See your Southern California Lexus dealer or visit Lexus.com.
Hi, it's Michael Holbert from Elimidebt, and I want to say congratulations to everyone we've helped become debt-free in 2006. Over the past year, we've helped hundreds of people consolidate their credit card payments into one low, easy monthly payment. If you've got more than $10,000 in credit card debt, guess what? You're already approved. Elimidebt can help you. It's that simple. We show you how to lower your monthly payments, reduce your interest rates, waive late fees, avoid bankruptcy, and have only one monthly payment. And get this, best of all, this is not a loan. I repeat, this is not a loan. Elimidebt will give you free counseling and information to help you decide between debt consolidation, debt settlement, credit counseling, and budgeting to become debt-free. With a new year, it's time for you to get a new start. Get those credit card companies off your back. Call Elimidebt at 888-40-BILLS or log on to 888-40-BILLS.com. Elimidebt, not another loan, but a solution. That's 888-40-BILLS and at 888-40-BILLS.com.
97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Hey, Steve, check out my new phone. It has two networks, so it's twice as productive.
That's not a new phone. That's two old phones duct taped together. It's huge and bulky. Oh, and ridiculous.
Perhaps, but having the power of two networks makes up for it.
The duct tape covers up the buttons.
Telling you, Steve, this is the future of communication.
The future. Nextel already has a phone that uses both the Nextel network and the Sprint network. It does the job of two phones, but it's sleek and rugged, not bulky like two phones duct taped together.
Get even more power to get things done with the new Motorola Buzz IC502 from Nextel. Connect with both the powerful Nextel walkie-talkie network and the enhanced voice and data capabilities of the Sprint network. All on one phone for just $59.99 after $40 mail-in rebate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Nextel. Only from Sprint. Ends February 17, 2007. Excludes taxes, credit approval, two-year agreement, $36 activation, and $200 early termination fees. Other restrictions apply. Allow 8 to 12 weeks for rebate. See store for details.
I don't know about you, but I like it when someone suddenly decides to give me extra money. It makes me happy, which is how I feel now that California refund value has gone up. See, when you bring your bottles and cans to a recycling center, you get more money. 5 cents for the small ones and 10 cents for the big ones. Call me greedy, but I like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Do you recycle your bottles and cans? I never did either until I heard the news. California Refund Value has gone up. That means when I bring my bottles and cans to a recycling center, I get more money than ever. 5 cents for smaller ones and 10 cents for the big ones. So now, I'm a recycler. Because I can't pass up money like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on...
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
This is a 1965 FJ45 Toyota Lancer.
For generations, people have counted on Toyota.
This is my new Toyota FJ Cruiser.
And now, celebrate 50 years of quality with special anniversary savings. Choose $1,000 factory cash back or low 2.9 financing on a new smooth-riding 07 Highlander. There's even $1,000 back on a powerful new 07 4Runner and $1,000 back on a rugged new 07 Sequoia.
We make it easy on you.
Don't miss the savings during Toyota's 50th anniversary. See your Toyota dealer today. Offers cannot be combined. Highlander offer excludes hybrid. Vehicles must be purchased or leased from new car dealer stock by midnight 1/30/07. Limited term financing through Toyota Financial Services to qualified Tier 1 and Tier 2 credit customers only. 50th anniversary savings at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Toyota, moving forward.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. O.J. Simpson got away with murder. What did you get away with? Give us your confession at 866-901-ADAM. Now back to Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Also, since it's Monday, it's Music Monday. Songs inspired by real events.
I enjoyed this, even though, remember I sang earlier in the show, one of my favorite parts of the show is when you guys don't tell me what we're doing, and it just says peanut on my show prep. Mm-hmm. And my wife goes, "What's peanut?" I said, "I have no idea. If I had to guess, it's something we talked about earlier. Everybody's got peanut allergies now." So that's what I thought peanut was going to be.
Fair enough.
Now we're doing Music Mondays where it's, and it does explain a little bit, songs based on real events. But real events in history or real events to you?
Well, there's a couple of categories on the show.
But by
there's
the way,
stuff,
favorite part
there's
that you
stuff
don't tell me.
Of things that we know and you don't know.
I love that.
But then there's this one, which is things, and this is the lion's share of the stuff that goes on this show. Stuff we don't know and you don't know, you just think we know it.
Yes. Oh, okay.
We don't know either.
Look at this OJ thing, for example. I had no idea that was going to be happening.
That's true.
I saw Peanut on there. I thought we were going to talk to Charles Schultz. I had no idea it was a heavyset woman of color.
I thought we were talking to Schultz from Starlog 17. Hogan!
You nincompoop. Yes.
Well, back to the OJ story, which I now
correct
the record. It turns out it is in the latest issue of Newsweek. They got hold of the night in question, which is the chapter from his book, If I Did It. Newsweek got it from an anonymous source, they're claiming, and it paraphrases what happened, which is that, according to this chapter, OJ got mad at Nicole at their daughter's dance recital. He later went to her condo with a knife just to scare her. There, he encountered Ron Goldman, the waiter, and accused him of having an affair with Nicole. He was angry because Nicole's dog seemed to recognize Ron Goldman, insinuating that he was a regular visitor there. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, according to OJ, Nicole rushed at OJ but fell. She hit her head on the ground. At this point, Goldman assumed a karate stance, and OJ told him to bring it on. And then in the book, and this is one of the few quotes from the book, OJ says, quote, "Then something went horribly wrong, and I know what happened, but I can't tell you exactly how."
Well, that sounds fairly damning. We asked for your calls telling us things you got away with. Some pretty good-looking ones up on the screen here.
I know.
Guys dealing blow and having sex with stepmoms and sisters and stole a 55-gallon drum filled with money.
What?
Curious how that one worked out. James?
Yes.
55-gallon drum filled with money.
Right.
How did that work? Yeah, what happened? Man. Was this have something to do with Iraq and stumbling into Saddam's palace?
Has to do with the military.
Ah. All right. Well, tell us what happened.
Yeah, I was working in a hospital, and I was on like a 2-week security bit. I had to work nights for 2 weeks, and I kind of had the keys to the whole hospital. And it really wasn't on my mind, but I went down to like the vending place. You know, it closed in the middle of the night, and I went in, and I was going to just go in the freezer and hook up a burrito. You know, in the middle of the night, and
mm-hmm.
I saw like 4 barrels sitting there with towels over the top of them, like plastic blue barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I pulled the towel off of was just like almost completely full of quarters.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
And the second one said toffee, and a bunch of snakes flew out at him.
Right.
And so there was a 55-gallon drum of quarters?
Yeah.
Because first off, that would weigh 2 tons.
It did.
And then secondly, you could probably get 100 grand worth of quarters if you filled. That's a drum. That's what
I'm thinking about it.
By the way, for you drum designers, next time go 50-gallon or 60-gallon. I don't need your 55. I don't need that tweener drum.
100 because nobody can lift it once it's full.
But the 55-gallon drum is the thing that you see at airports and loading docks. It's your standard-sized drum. It looks like a big trash can. That filled with quarters, I don't believe you'd be able to rock onto one side to get a pallet jack underneath. I don't know what you would do with that except for bucket it out, pocket at a time.
So what does he say he did?
Well, what he says is, James?
Yeah.
Well, because I thought he told you and I missed. I'm going to.
No, how did you get those quarters out of there?
So I worked in the repair division of the hospital, and we have like it looks like a regular, not a pallet jack. No, you done confused me. A dolly. But it's a dolly when
you done confused him.
When you say done, we'll do the confused man.
Yeah, no problem.
When you say you done, I'll just do the confused. The next word in my mind is always confused.
I done got bored with James.
Yep.
James?
Well, this dolly has 4 wheels, and when you tilt it back so far, it leans on 2 more wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And me and another guy, we were at like 45-degree angles pushing it outside to my car. Mm-hmm. And my car did hold it, but we had to just keep scooping into the hatchback, and then we had to scoop all 4 of the floorboards full of quarters. And it was dragging.
That Chevette resembled a pirate's chest more than a crappy American car built in the 70s.
Right.
So how much money did you finally get away with?
I have no idea. I mean, me and my wife, we rolled quarters for like a long time, just paying everything with quarters.
Mm-hmm.
I never did count at all.
That money, hold on, by the way. First off, it costs more to ship the quarters, to pay your phone bill, and the utilities and stuff. The bill was $38.50, but UPS wanted $1,400 to get the metric ton of quarters. By the way, red flags go off when people start paying in rolls of fill in the blank.
Yes.
Nickels, fat, anything. When I see rolls of, but this is this brings me to an idea that I had many years ago, which is they always talk about, and this is quarters at the hospital, they always talk about ethically, what do you do as far as somebody's hooked up to life support?
Right.
Do you pull the plug?
How bad
do you keep going in? Well, they're obviously hooked up on life support. They are vegetables. You pull the plug. What do you do? Here's what I say. Here's a simple solution for this one. Because they go, well, the hospital can't foot the bill for somebody. You know, that room costs $2,200 a day and blah, blah, blah. Here's my solution. Have those life support machines run off of quarters. Now, if you have enough friends and family to keep those, to keep that thing going. Now, I'm not saying a parking meter. I'm not going to expire in 45 minutes.
Friggin' brilliant.
But if somebody who loves you doesn't come in and feed a handful of quarters into that baby every day or so, you're going down. And by the way, do you want to return to a world
where nobody would give you a quarter to save
you? The quarter?
I've got a name for this. What? The Vendilator.
The Vendilator.
Very nice, Teresa.
And as far as the hospital goes, it's like, who cares? We're making so much money off change, we can keep this vegetable in here for the next 100 years.
Because I told you this before, I am the designated killer of my family.
Really?
Yeah, I told you this before. Every single person in my family, because they know I'll do it, has designated me to pull the plug on them.
If they're brain dead, they would like you to make it happen.
Because they know I'll just walk in and do it. But then,
with what's in Tom Sizemore's pockets.
Like, sometimes they're talking to me when I'm not in my right mind, and they go, listen, I can't, like, have the flu or anything. You just come in and shoot me. I gotta be really sick.
Right, the guy's a hangnail, and Danny's putting the silencer on the 44. No, son, no.
No, Otis pulling the life support, but I promised I would do it to all my family members.
James?
Yeah.
So, you have no idea how much you ended up stealing?
I have no idea.
Who the hell would leave an open 55-gallon drum full of quarters and just put a towel over it? I mean, I know it's sort of out of sight, out of mind, but the money must have all just come from all the vending machines that were in the room, right?
Right, and, you know, there looked like two barrels next to it, and the one next to it was full of dimes, which I would suspect was probably even more money than the quarters.
And how, do the math.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute.
You suspect that. Huh?
Of course.
But they're smaller,
of course, you've done suspected that, but how did you pay?
He didn't suspect it. He figured it.
You paid quarters for everything?
He ciphered it.
What did you pay for quarters with for the next 50 years, you and your wife?
I mean, a lot of the quarters we kept taking to, like, just different banks. This is right north of Memphis. We just take quarters everywhere and exchange them in for cash. We'd pay for gas with cash. Mm-hmm. I mean, just everything for an incredibly long time.
Okay. All right.
Did you feel guilty about the theft?
Yeah, I do now. You know, it was actually like 18 years ago, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You feel bad.
Yeah, I felt bad about it, you know.
Okay. Hey, listen, here's a tip if you ever work at another hospital. A lot of those folks that are on ventilators and vegetables and, you know, clinging to life, a lot of good silver and gold in their fillings and dental work. You can go ahead and extract that. Melt it down.
Wedding rings?
You think you're kidding. I'll tell you what, mister, right before you pull the plug, you look around for any pain meds they must have had.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta push that little button and stuff, and if you can't keep it down, morphine suppositories, which are hysterical.
What?
Morphine suppositories.
Hysterical.
Wow.
That's
so
a band
funny.
I was in high school.
So
pretty hard edge.
My brother and I went to his wife's funeral with her morphine suppositories.
Hold on.
Well, look, everyone has done that at one time or another, Danny. I don't think that makes you unique.
I mean, wait a minute. Woman, it's not funny, but
you
the poor woman died forever.
Who
it was
died?
Horrible.
Your wife?
My brother's wife.
Brother's wife.
And it was grisly and horrible, and it took 2 years.
I imagine she had a cancer.
I've never heard of this before, and I never knew it was even medically possible. Rigor mortis set in her legs before she died. This was the grossest thing.
Bad time.
So by the time she finally died, it was a big relief.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anthony and I found her morphine suppositories because she couldn't keep anything down.
Mm-hmm.
So we rammed them in our keister and went to her funeral.
Well, people grieve differently, Danny. I'm not going to judge.
By the way, the Kubler-Ross
some
seven
write a letter,
of grief.
But, yes.
Yeah. Acceptance, denial,
six
shock.
And a half.
Suppository.
Morphine suppository.
There you go.
See, he loves it, man. Don't be judging me.
All right, now who do you guys want to talk to? Tried to steal a car and set it on fire?
No.
Stole $200 from a church and bought weed?
That's pretty bad.
Stole cable for 3 years?
I want to talk to Affair with Wife's sister.
Yeah, I'd like
that's
to talk to that
one.
Guy, too. Let's see. That's
my
line
wife's
six.
Listening right now,
JT.
So there's certain stories I can't tell.
JT?
Yes.
You had an affair with your wife's sister for 2 years?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. How about you have an affair with a landline?
One second.
All right.
Okay, there we go.
Now, your wife and her sister, were they close?
Yeah, they're real close.
And did she spend a lot of time at your house coming over, hanging out?
Yeah, she was always over hanging out.
And did your wife find out eventually?
No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about it now because you guys are divorced?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, boy. This is nice.
So what happened? What was the first time you guys did it, and where was your wife when you did it with her sister?
Well, the first time we did it was actually in the car.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
you know, we were flirting for a long time. You know, my wife was the B word, kind of a jerk. Her husband was a jerk, and we would just complain to each other about how poorly we were treated by our significant other. So just, you know, progressed, and she's a hottie, and
you were in the car, and where was the car parked?
Behind the Toys R Us at a mall.
Classy. Did it have a bunch of quarters in the back? No.
Yeah, way down a little bit.
And your wife never did find out about it?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. Not to my knowledge, I'm sure.
Good, because it's a bitch.
Because I feel like most affairs that women have with guys are to pay somebody back, either a sister or a husband or both, to sort of say, yeah, to the husband, you're going to neglect me? You don't find me attractive? Well, this guy does, and he proved it behind the Toys R Us last night.
Aside from the Christian thing, my wife is very serious, because you never know to go drinking wine with her, and she dresses real sexy, and unless you ask her, you'd never know. She's a lot of fun. But she's also a very serious Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And she just knows me well enough, so she won't ever do it, is what I'm saying. Last night, I'm looking at Muscle and Fitness magazine, and I look at the cover, I go, this guy's beautiful.
I was looking.
Sitting on the throne at the time. And I said, this guy's perfect. This guy is beautiful. And I talk, because we go with the door open, we're that couple, and I throw it out the door to her, and she looks at it, she goes, oh, that's the guy I just did a show with.
She's doing a show with a beautiful man from Muscle and Fitness?
Called Icon Men. And it's like these five most handsome men in the world, and they make over straight chicks.
And
I hope it doesn't go, because I have to kill these guys.
But if you had to have somebody cheat on your wife, at least an Adonis would be a step up, right?
I hate to admit it, you know, because if she wasn't positive, because she said they all kind of looked alike.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was this guy, no, I would still kill. He was perfect. I would bite a hunk out of his face that would never heal.
Hold on, I'm picturing that. All right. It's another topic for another day.
What Danny will bite? By the way, you also have to swallow it for the insult.
I think passing it is the final
That's
insult.
The point. Exactly. I just didn't want to...
If your spouse or significant other cheated, would you prefer they be beautiful or horrible?
Horrible.
I prefer they be dead.
Horrible's a slap. It's its own slap in the face, though, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit. It's all just right. Like, would you prefer your current exes to be good, you know, better looking than you are?
It would kill me.
Alex had sex with his stepmom.
Ah.
Alex?
Yeah.
I haven't even done that.
How'd that go?
Well, my daddy got married a couple of years ago, and he's 46 years old, and he married a 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living with my mom in Texas, and I moved over here when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I was living in his house until I got on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, one thing turned into another.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Boy,
I wish you didn't suck.
Adam's
what a vivid picture you paint it with that velvety tongue of yours.
It was a richly hued description.
Here's how you know he's not
like Lolita.
Here's how you know he's not lying. It was super, super boring.
Yeah, it was dumb. Nobody lies, the worst story ever.
She was a 44D hot MILF. She came in wearing a negligee. I just got home from football practice. I was still sweaty. She said, you know, blah, blah, blah. When the story is super mundane and boring, that means it's a true story.
Was Alex Nabokov mad at his dad or what?
Alex?
No, not at all.
And did your dad ever find out?
No.
Did your dad ever drop you on your head?
Got him
stumped on that one.
Yeah, so Alex, do you feel, now are you worried that your dad will ever find out?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, isn't it weird? You know that thing, you know, here's the problem with cheating or doing anything like this. You're cheating, and then the phone rings, and, there's a message when you come home from work, and it's this. Hey, Alex, it's your dad. Look, we need to talk. Could you give me a call? And you freak out, and you call him, and he doesn't pick up, and he doesn't answer phone, and you find out he wants to borrow a cordless drill. But every time dad calls and says, Alex, this is your dad. We need to talk about something. And then he ends up talking about the Raiders for 20 minutes. But how about leading a life where you're constantly looking over your shoulder?
Do you know how I lived for 6 years in a phone would ring?
I was on probation in three different states and being adjudicated in a fourth. I'd get messages from the National Enquirer and they wouldn't say what they wanted. I owed everybody money. Everybody's boyfriend was mad at me. I owed all sorts of drugs. The phone would ring and I would shoot out of my skin for 6 years.
Well, when people call, this brings us to a bigger topic, but when people call, especially family members or anyone you might have some baggage with, an ex or some official, please don't leave that eerie sort of vague.
Yeah.
Give me a call back. You're like us, whether you're an ex-con or you're just insecure, I think your mind goes to the worst place ever. Anybody calling from the city, any family member, I don't want any of that. This is Herb Johnson. I'm from the County Inspector's Department. Give us a call back at say what it is.
Yeah.
Say whether I'm going to get Citizen of the Year or I owe you money. And listen, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, that's good stuff there. Don't call up and go, son, give me a call back. Go, son, I want to go out to lunch.
Right,
give me a call back. Or whatever it is, lay the topic down. Don't give that weird we need to talk business and then have it be about nothing.
But it doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be bad and ominous. My agent could call, right? Mm-hmm. And I love to work. That's my thing. And her assistant will call and say, hey, I've got Debbie on the line for you. Why don't you give us a call back? Why can't they say I'm up for a show, something good, because nothing bad happened.
Right, especially if you're waiting to hear, it's like, did I get it or not get it?
I think a lot of Hollywood types and just a lot of people in general assume it's not secure.
Right.
You can't say anything specific because God knows Al-Qaeda could intercept that phone call saying that Dick Clark wants to talk to you. And then, then we're not secure as a nation anymore. Jason?
Not my joke.
Yes, sir.
You sold cocaine for 3 years?
I did, 15 to 18.
What do I owe you?
What does everybody owe me?
And how much now, let's see, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
You're 20, so
yeah.
You sold it for 3 years from 15 to 18.
Yeah, I stopped when I was 18 because I'm not going to jail for the rest of my life.
So you were dealing blow in high school.
Yeah, I went middle school to high school.
And he wasn't going to jail.
Was there a lot of ninth graders who wanted blow back then?
Well, I was selling blow to people in high school when I was in eighth grade because I'm in Phoenix, so when you get out of eighth grade, you go to high school for ninth grade.
Right. All right, we need to take ourselves a little bit of a break, but since it's Monday, it is thus Music Monday, and we're going to do that. Now, we have our songs. I have mine. Danny has his. Teresa has hers. Songs inspired by real-life events. Either it's something that happened personally, although the way we've constructed it, you've probably heard of the people that are going to be talked about in the song, or a world event that has shaped our lives. Anyway, Music Monday, songs inspired by real-life events, next on The Adam Carolla Show.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Ooh, Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
From the producers of Wedding Crashers.
Hand over. Like you haven't heard that before.
Comes a comedy critics call outrageously funny.
Nobody panic.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Employee of the Month.
It goes head cashier, stalker, cleanup crew.
When you're at the bottom of the Super Club food chain.
Lastly, box boy.
There's nothing to lose.
Aren't you a box boy too, Jorge?
Yeah, but he's my box boy.
Employee of the Month on DVD January 16th. Rated PG-13 for crude and sexual humor and language.
At Cupid.com, when we say the girl next door, we mean the girl next door, as in right down the street. We have a local focus that puts you in touch with women you can actually hang out with. And as far as not knowing how you feel about meeting someone online, well, kind of like stumbling across a Thursday night football game on TV. Might seem a little different at first, but it's still football, right? Go to the website and check it out. Who knows? Maybe you'll be spending the holidays with the girl next door.
Cupid.com. Because sometimes love is closer than you think.
Tonight, no one knows what's going to happen, but we guarantee anything could. It's the Golden Globe Awards, live on NBC. The party of the year with the hottest stars from TV and film.
George Clooney.
Steve Carell.
Terry Hatcher.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And many more.
This is fantastic.
It's wild.
I feel like someone set me on fire.
It's unpredictable.
All right, I just got bleeped.
Anything can happen at the Golden Globe Awards, live tonight on NBC. Witness the birth of fear on DVD. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the beginning. The only thing more shocking than how it ended.
Get your hands off me!
Is how it all began.
You're not going anywhere.
Critics call it one of the most terrifying horror films ever made. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. Only uncut, unrated DVD. Too shocking for theaters. Tuesday, January 16th.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles.
SoCal Solo, The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings.
Online at 971freefm.com.
On air at 97.1.
97.1.
Free.
Powered by Pechanga, California's biggest and best resort and casino. For more rewarding fun.
You're listening to Talk About Trucks, sponsored by Honda Trucks. I'm Brett Bender, your host, and today we're asking you to describe your favorite Honda truck as an animal. Gerald, welcome to the program.
Hi, Brett. I love the show. I drive a Honda Element, and I'd have to say it'd be a snake.
Ooh, right there with you, Jer, because the Element has a flexible interior and can be reconfigured in 64 different ways, right?
Oh, no. No, I just like snakes.
Okay. David, you're in the air. What animal did you choose?
That's easy, Brett. I drive a Pilot, so I'm going with a camel.
I got you. They both carry a lot of stuff over rugged terrain and go a long way between pit stops.
I guess, but the Desert Rock Metallic, same color as a camel.
Right. Robert, what say you?
Well, I just got a new CRV, so I'd have to pick a cheetah.
Ooh, sleek, aerodynamic and fast, but at the same time nimble.
That's what I'm talking about.
And finally, Stuart, welcome to the program.
Well, I drive a Ridgeline, so I gotta say kangaroo.
Does this have anything to do with a hidden in-bed trunk in a kangaroo's pouch?
Exactly my point.
See why Honda trucks are the talk of the town at your Honda dealer today.
Fox Monday at 8. Television's most talked about drama is back. 24.
There's a reason you're here now, Jack.
I'll do my best, sir.
Best-selling author Stephen King raves, the new season of 24 is so good, it's scary.
Everyone back!
It has more thrills in the first 4 hours than most series pack into an entire season.
I will not work with my enemies.
You're working with one now.
Tonight, the season premiere continues with two more electrifying hours.
We've proven we can strike at you anytime, anywhere.
An ending that's absolutely shocking. Even for 24.
Strike a blow that the Americans will never forget.
The Emmy winner for Best Drama is back. And Entertainment Weekly raves, the new season of 24 rocks.
Grab the weapon! Who's gonna fire? No!
Emmy Award winner Kiefer Sutherland stars in 24. The season premiere continues tonight at 8, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 11. Then stay tuned for Fox 11 News at 10.
Yeah, AMCO Transmissions. Now I could bore you with throw-out bearings and synchro mesh gears, but you're not a gearhead. You're not a tech head. Speaking of heads, bald head Brian took his vehicle over to AMCO.
Preventative maintenance.
What happened, my brother?
Well, brakes were starting to squeal a little bit. I took it up there. They replaced the brake pads, did the whole brake service, brake fluid, and replaced my serpentine belt.
Ah, that serpentine belt. Well, that's the belt that powers the alternator, that powers the...
They tell me it's important.
Pump, yes. It's one of those belts that handles everything. That baby goes out, then the water pump goes out, and then the car overheats.
My car has one belt, so if it
that's
goes out,
that's one belt.
That's all from tires?
Tires? No, the belt... See, here's what happens. Let me explain how cars work. It works much like life, which is... In life, you hurt your foot, so you start limping, and the next thing you know, your back is thrown out because you've been favoring your left side because you hurt your right foot, and the next thing you know, you're laid up in traction. Cars, same thing. That belt goes out, well, what happens? Well, then the water pump stops pumping water, then the car overheats, then the head cracks, next thing you know... You need an overhaul.
Luckily, none of that's going to happen.
That's right.
AMCO.
You took it to AMCO. Double A.
Hong Kong.
MCO. Day late and a dollar short
that's
on that one,
Bonaducci. Come on.
Double A.
Hong Kong.
MCO. AMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AMCO Center for details.
It's the model grand opening of 133 Promenade Walk on Broadway near Pine Avenue in downtown Long Beach. Check out the bright open spaces, the amenities, the lifestyle. First 100 people will receive $10,000 towards their closing costs. 133promenade.com for details.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Are you ready to finally lose that gut, get in shape, and get the girl?
The best trainers from LA and around the world are all waiting to show you how at podfitness.com. Just visit podfitness.com, tell them your goal, and you'll get your own custom workout ready to go on your iPod or MP3 player. It's simple. And best of all, every workout is mixed with your own music. Now you can lift weights with Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, lose weight with Hollywood superstar trainers Michael George and Bobby Strom, or let Danny Bonaducci coach you to the body you've always wanted. If you want to get in shape, podfitness.com will get you there fast. Now your workouts are more effective than ever, and you can take them anywhere. It's your workout with your music at your pace, which means one thing, you're in total control. They're ready to get you in the best shape of your life, and they'll prove it. Go to podfitness.com now and try it for 10 days on them. Go to podfitness.com and download your first free workout right now. All at podfitness.com. That's podfitness.com.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show, where it's another Music Monday. This time around, Adam, Danny, and Teresa brought in their favorite and least favorite songs inspired by true events. Let's get back to it. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Yep, we got to Woodstock. We were heaven. This was one of those songs.
You don't know the words, too.
No, well, my friend doesn't know the words, too. I remember we were on the beach, and we're drinking, and we're in Mexico, and he was like, by the time we got to Woodstock, we were heavily stoned. Yeah. And I was like, I think it's half a million strong.
Don't just make up songs, though.
Well, that's the whole point. You got to keep going in life.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you don't know where the next stone to step on is, so you just throw one out in front of you and hop on it.
Rhyming happens to be kind of my thing. I can do it like really fast and all day, so I'll make up songs.
Can you do beatbox, though?
No, I can't. I can't do any of that.
Can you bust any beatbox for us?
You?
Because I can't rap either.
No, I can't do any of that stuff. I can't do anything that involves talent. That's how you know. Instruments, language,
on the
things
perfect
like
show
that.
Together.
Thank you. All right, now where were we? We were doing Music Monday, and these are songs inspired by true events, sometimes personal, sometimes world events. I have mine. T and Danny have theirs. We're going to, good and bad, by the way. We're going to start with my number six selection. Now, this is a song by a band you may or may not have heard of called Dada.
Yeah.
Very good band.
Also an art movement.
Also an art movement. And this song is a story that one of the guys in the band Dada told me about, which is he went to the desert and dropped acid with his dad.
What?
It's called I Took a Trip with My Dad. And this is the live version of it that I just pulled up on iTunes. Bang. Yes,
he personally told you that this was based on a true story.
Yeah, if you listen to the words.
Trip with my dad. I packed the lunches. He scored the tabs.
Scored the tabs.
Yep. We took his wagon.
Could have been water.
In all of my tapes.
Took the wagon and the tapes. I have no idea what he said there. Heavily stoned, perhaps. So, he left his mom behind, got in the wagon, went to the desert, and got loaded with dad. This will be a call-in topic very soon on the show, which is, have you done drugs with your parents, and if so, why?
That's a big no right there.
Half a glass of Chardonnay is too much for my mom and me. I couldn't imagine dropping some peyote or acid or going to the desert. On one hand, it could be a life-altering, cleansing experience. Yeah. On the other hand, it could be time to freak out.
Have you ever done it? Ever taken acid?
Yes.
Could you take it now?
No.
I don't think I can take it now. I think I'd freak right out now.
I can't do... There's I don't think any hallucinogens... Look, if I took acid now or took mushrooms or did any sort of psychotropic drug at this point, I would walk into my kids' rooms and stare at my two twins, and then I would get my car and drive, and I'd pass a billboard with my face on it, and my head would explode.
Right.
I've actually done that. Your giant head. Oh, wait, that's a real billboard.
I would, yes, I would have
it's
no...
It's on the way to Pechanga.
Too much. Listen, let me tell you something about the drugs you do. Here's how it goes. There's drugs you do when you own and drugs you do when you rent. When you rent, do whatever you want.
Right,
if it's just you and your flunky roommates in a crappy apartment, you're driving a beat-up pickup truck, then by all means, have your mind escape to crazy, clouded castles with Pegasus is flying around over Skittles rainbow. But once you get a couple of kids and a mortgage and everything and a billboard,
don't do that.
Stick with the booze and the weed like the Ace man.
Or
perhaps a mild sedative.
Or like nothing.
Thanks, baby.
Like what happened to happen in poor Bonaducci. I'd do anything to be able to take a couple of drinks.
Tranquilize. Don't go the other direction.
I'm with
you. Right. So this is Trip, my dad, and Mike, write this down because I do want to make this a topic for some phone calls and figure out who's gotten high with their parents. Yeah. Imagine doing blow with your parents.
When I was a kid, everybody smoked pot with their parents.
People did smoke pot with their parents, but still, that ain't acid and
that ain't
blow.
Acid.
Yeah.
All right. So next song on my list, song I've had an ass full of, little something from Deep Purple.
One of the few songs I can play.
Song called Smoke on the Water.
By the way, playing at the Pechanga 2 weeks.
Deep Purple.
Now, what is this song about?
They were in Montrose, I think.
Yeah, they were.
They were playing a rock festival with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, and the place they were playing burnt down on but it was right on a lake, or it was snowing outside, or whatever it was. It was Smoke on the Water. There's a part where he starts singing Frank Zappa and the Mother. Don't worry, it kicks in a short 18 minutes.
I had a Zappa song on mine, but I killed it for certain picks. I'm having trouble with mine. I'm dedicated.
I'm wondering if you should just take my word for this one.
Yeah, and we know it sucks.
Lake Geneva was the... We all
came down to Montreux.
All right, you've heard the song before.
Okay.
My number four song on my list, a song that people are familiar with.
I happen to love this song.
I do, too.
I hate to admit it. I totally love this song.
I got to tell you, this song's a tearjerker.
Nowadays, it's over, but you used to be able to get so laid if you had this song.
No, I think you still could.
Dan,
I have this song.
Did you ever have a custom van?
Yes, I did.
Because I feel like if that had an 8-track in it.
When I first got in radio, I had this custom van, and I used to pull up to my appearances at bars in it.
And just
vanish with some girl out the back.
Don't bother knocking.
Can I ask one question apropos of nothing, but I've been dying to ask you this? How many sexual partners have you had, if you had to guess?
Well, I look at them as victims, by the way, but still, there's a tally to be told.
You know what's weird?
Partners.
Because, like, in Philly and Jersey and Chicago...
Just give me the answer.
They go out in the parking lot and then say thank you to me.
I just need...
Did
just need
you have the
500 to 600?
Wow.
500 to 600.
In my book, I actually say it's not as many as you think. I've been with 500 women, which is actually Charlie Sheen's agent's commission of the chicks he's been with.
Just the 10%. And some of those, by Danny's own admission, big gals. I would
big
count
gals.
Them one and a half and twos in that batch.
So now we're up to like 900.
So custom station.
I don't think I've ever said no to a woman until I got married.
Custom van from appearance to appearance.
To my bar appearance.
Did you have the license plate frame that said, don't laugh, your daughter may be in here?
No, I had a like hot $40,000 van with like champagne glasses hanging down, all pimped out.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, I worked in Philly. Like, that was class.
Right.
And you had the 8-track of Starry Night?
I didn't have a CD player. I guess I didn't have that. Was too long ago. I had a cassette machine, but I had
Blau Punk.
Like a little chandelier thing and a full bed that folded out electronically. A refrigerator where I keep
their heads.
The really super expensive Corbell.
Wow. Well, let's see. McLean.
But that was before I was saved by the Lord.
Don McLean,
right. Don McLean singing about Vincent Van Gogh. And here's about the time the chicks would start crying in the back of the van with Danny on top of them.
Right about
now.
You couldn't be more wrong. They were so grateful.
They were a little bit sad about Vincent Van Gogh and a little scared.
See, you forget.
Grateful to be alive.
You forget, man. In L.A., I'm the B-list. In Philadelphia, I'm the Beatles.
Hmm. Well, then who are the Beatles in Philadelphia?
They broke out those bitches.
Oh, okay. Oh, singing about
in Worcester, Massachusetts, it's like I'm a god.
I'd move there if I were you. My deal.
No, there's no money in being a god.
Oh, I see.
It's like icon. Like my wife calls me an icon. Yeah, feed your family with that.
Well, icon Vince Van Gogh, not appreciated during his lifetime.
No, but you know Don McLean did.
But you know what? They finally figured out what drove him crazy. He'd hold the paintbrushes in his mouth, all lead paint.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The theory, yeah.
All right, I'm going to vomit, kill myself, and then start crying. That's right. All right, so I have my number three. Let's, I'll give you one I don't like. Now, I know that's my number three selection on the Inspired by True Events. Now, it is Martin Luther King Day, and this song is inspired by Martin Luther King. But right here. The bucka 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 bucka.
What's that all about?
I don't know, but I've had an ass full of it. U2's done a lot of good songs. I've heard too much U2 in my life. And this song, I don't think anyone's ever going to go, it's a bad song. Because look, you write any, look, if I started playing on a xylophone and singing about Martin Luther King, I'd never get any crap from it. But I don't like this song.
You're good at this. Will you look for me? I've heard and I believe their date is wrong on the day he got shot.
Ah.
The date's right. It's the early morning, April 4th.
Oh, is that what it is? Right, yeah. In the afternoon on the hotel balcony. I knew it was something.
Yeah,
yes. Yes, shots ring out.
Between you and I, we're going to know a lot of trivial crap. I can feel it coming.
I like Martin Luther King, and I even like you, too. I just had an ass full of this preachy song.
I've had an ass full of Africa with this guy.
Two Me great too. Tastes that don't taste great together.
Thank you. All right, shots ring out. You got it. Thank you. T.
Yes.
All this
right,
is a good
this
time
one,
for you to give yours. Yeah.
Well, this one, I have to say I'd never heard this song, and then a therapist, I know it's hard to believe that I've ever been in therapy.
Now, is it the one you keep in your glove box, or the one you keep in your apartment, or the one you go see?
Is this over a boy?
This outside.
Is this over a boy?
This is actually one. I have, you know, some people have girlfriends in every city. I have a therapist in every city.
Dude, you want to get over some other guy? Get under some other guy.
I'm going to take that under advisement.
Ricky Nelson.
Yes. Now, my therapist told me the story, because the story about this song is that Ricky Nelson went on stage at Madison Square Garden, hence Garden Party, the name of the song.
Right.
And he was trying to be a new, more rock and roll version of himself, and he didn't do the bubblegum thing, and he
John
sang.
John Lennon was there.
Right, and he sang Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones song. He did a cover, and he was booed off stage.
Yep.
And so he turned the shame into a hit song, which we're now listening to.
All right now.
Yep.
That's why it's inspiring.
My lesson well. I know every word of the song. It's a great song. Can't please
everyone.
Yep.
Oh, he's moving off stage. Thank you.
Yep, he'd rather drive a truck. I know how the song
goes.
He took his shame and pain and rage, and he turned it into a song, which became a hit.
Right, yeah, Rick Nelson had so much success in the 50s, probably the early 60s, but by the mid-70s, everyone grew their hair out and was like against Vietnam and against anything that reminded them of the man, and Ricky reminded them
and
of the man.
The late 70s, he was doing crack in a Learjet and ate it.
Is that true?
Yep.
Yeah, although the plane didn't crash because he was doing crack in it. I think there was a mechanical failure.
So what?
All right.
If I get in a car wreck and I'm in the back seat smoking crack, the story is Danny got in a car wreck smoking crack. He was smoking crack in a jet that crashed.
Right.
That's plenty for me.
Well, listen, if you drown trying to save a toddler, the headlines would read, Bonaducci dies of crack overdose. No, no.
Or drowns toddler.
Or better yet.
Well, Danny, you're also somebody, though.
Attempting to drown a toddler. Bonaducci, best known for...
died on crack.
But you've taken some of your bad moments and turned them into excellent reality.
Dude, I haven't taken illegal drugs in almost 17 years.
Well,
that's just old news.
That's why I lost respect for you. What's your song? What is your number three song,
Well,
Danny?
I've got a bunch here that you don't have in the computer that... they're good, they're bad. Mud Shark by Zappa is written about the Led Zeppelin incident with the shark and the groupie that would do anything.
Don't know that one.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you off the air, it's filthy.
Well, wait a minute now. I think, feel like you have to tell the story
now.
Yeah,
I do too.
Does everybody, do you guys know this story?
No.
Everyone's nodding no.
There was a group, a bunch of groupies, but there was this groupie, and they were staying in, I believe it's Seattle, I'm not sure, it might be Portland. And their hotel room hung over this dirty, muddy river. And they put fishing poles out their windows and caught mud sharks all night.
Mm-hmm.
and there was this groupie that was willing to do anything.
This is Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a fame. Everybody knows the story. If you want people to call in and say, I've heard it a million times, they will. It's
right.
An old story. And they...
They used the mud sharks on her.
Yeah.
Wait,
and Zappa did a song called Mud Shark about the event.
Mm.
I'm confused.
I feel like your gynecologist would be very angry if you came in with a yeast infection. And you're like, what happened? You're not showering enough? No, I was raped by a Robert Plant and a fish.
Jimmy Page.
Oh, they used it on her.
Yes, they used it on her.
Now, this is where I got confused, because I didn't know if these were historical events or personal events. So I pick a really good song, which is kind of a personal thing, is I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
Guns N' Roses.
I can't really tell you that story, because there's no statute of limitations.
Oh, really? You don't know it, Danny, really.
So is that your number three?
Nah, yeah, you want my bad one now? Because my bad one kills.
No, we'll go around.
Okay.
Actually, what we'll do is I think we're running late for break. Quickly, T.
Bad or good?
Give me your bad.
Well, it's another Don McLean.
American Pie.
Are you high?
It's a good song, but it's effed out.
Well, only Madonna effed it out. It's not like you hear it all the time.
I'm not here to blame.
Oh, I'm killing you.
Just
on
here
that
to say,
song.
This was obviously about the big plane crash that killed the big bopper and Buddy Holly, and it was a good song.
Hey, aren't you forgetting Richie Valens?
And Richie Valens.
Poor guy died too.
Yep. I know.
Yeah, he was like 14.
But so did my love of this song. I wish
this
was the day this music died.
All right, but it's a 6-minute song. So it doesn't get played that much anymore because it's probably too long.
Doesn't smoke and have your own show. Followed by Inagata DeVita.
So when you were spinning records, this was on your rotation?
I would record the time. I got so good at it. I would record the time for a 4-hour show and be within minutes and just leave.
Yeah, it is nice if you're a DJ and you can play a 6-minute song, go out and do whatever you want.
The song is so beautiful. I'm feeling guilty for picking
it. You should. Shame on you.
I do have shame.
All right. Danny?
Bad song?
Bad song.
You ready?
Yes.
Do you have this even? The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
How dare you?
By kicking ass, that's how I dare.
Come on.
Who sings this?
Gordon Lightfoot, you bitch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? You got me started with that.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Mod down. Jagumi.
It's a very descriptive song.
Great song.
The Edmund Fitzgerald hauled ore.
Yeah.
On the Great Lakes.
Superior. Down into Lake Michigan.
That's right.
Lightfoot, heavy prose.
This is amazing.
Iron ore.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, am I killing on bad song?
He just gave you the metric tonnage of the ship when it was unfilled.
By the way, this is hitting the target demo. Our listeners love the Gordon Lightfoot like they love snowboarding.
How much do our listeners hate us?
Well, there's a great line in this song, and it's great for sportsmen and fishers. He's actually talking about... There's two good lines in this song.
A well-seasoned captain.
I like when the cook says, it's been good to know you.
Uh-huh.
It comes out and he says, adios to everybody.
It's like the band in Titanic that kept playing.
Yes.
The cook comes up and goes, it's nice to know you. And then they all drown and die.
Now, I thought this was your bad one.
It is.
Well, you sound enthusiastic about it.
I am enthusiastic. This song couldn't suck more.
Oh, how dare you. First down McLean, now this. I've heard enough out of both of you. Jack Silver, Wreck Edmund Fitzgerald, what do you think?
And this song reminds me of my favorite song based on real events, Peeps.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla show's about to be canceled.
That's a song.
I love that song.
I've heard of that one. All right. We need to take ourselves a quick break. Greg Fitzsimmons, comedian Greg Fitzsimmons in studio. And I'll come back. I'll give you mine number one, Teresa's number one, and Danny's number one songs based on true events. Greg Fitzsimmons, we'll be right back after this.
The love that we came to know. 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. You know, living here in SoCal is all about location, location, location. So 97.1FreeFM.com is introducing Virtually Home, a new feature on our website with tours of the hottest places to live. Live right in the middle of the coolest restaurants, night spots, and shopping. You can say goodbye to the bumper-to-bumper traffic, and you can walk right out your door to the best that SoCal has to offer. Log on to 971FreeFM.com and take the Virtually Home tour of the 133 Promenade Walk in Long Beach. You'll be so excited, you'll jump in the car and get out there to see it in real life. The 133 Promenade Walk model grand opening is January 21st, and the first 100 people there get $10,000 towards their closing costs. A Be Smart and Do It tip from your friends here at 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
At CarMax, our expert technicians put every car we sell through a thorough 125-point inspection and complete recondition. Because of their hard work, CarMax can back up our cars with a 5-day money-back guarantee, a limited 30-day warranty, and offer extended warranties for peace of mind. To see their quality work firsthand and learn more about our guarantees, come to CarMax. Come celebrate the grand opening of the new CarMax in Burbank, now open. Alameda Avenue exit off the 5, right on Flower Street.
You'll find a better selection of used cars and trucks at CarMax than at most traditional dealers. How do we do it? We have an extensive inventory and put only the highest quality used cars on our lots. With more than 20,000 cars at more than 70 stores, we can transfer the car you want to the store nearest you. We make sure the cars you want are the cars we carry. Start your search at CarMax or CarMax.com. Come celebrate the grand opening of the new CarMax in Burbank, now open. Alameda Avenue exit off the 5, right on Flower Street.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Wouldn't you rather use your luck at the casino rather than on the drive to the casino? Unlike Vegas or those other hard-to-get-to places, Pechanga Resort and Casino is conveniently located just off I-15 in Temecula. So you and your luck will arrive ready to hit the tables, play the slots, enjoy a great restaurant, see a show, or just kick back and relax in the comfort of one of our luxurious four-diamond guest rooms. Why waste your time, energy, and your luck just getting there? Take the easy drive to Pechanga, California's biggest and best resort and casino.
Vegas-style gaming, headliner entertainment, Southern California's hottest nightclub, and great dining. It's all at Pechanga, close to you, far from your everyday.
Lady.
Call 1-877-711-2946. 1-877-711-2946. Or visit us on the web at Pechanga.com. Must be 21 or older to enter casino.
Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Somehow, you made it through the holidays. You pasted a smile on your face, even though you've been finding it harder than usual to get up and just get through every day. If you're like one in five Americans who are living with depression, you don't have a lot of hope that you're heading for a happy new year. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, you're not eating right, or finding that nothing really interests you. You need to know that depression is a real condition that may not go away without treatment. If you feel like this new year is likely to bring more of the same, PRI has conducting a new depression research medication study that you might qualify for and benefit from. If you do, you'll receive a comprehensive evaluation, visits with professionals, and study medication, all at no cost. You may also be compensated for each office visit, plus receive complimentary aftercare. Make your New Year's resolution to call and find out more about depression and your options. Call PRI now, 888-PRI-HOPE, for a confidential consultation. 888-PRI-HOPE. PRI-HOPE.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3, 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
The three-day weekend is a great time for one of three things. Finishing a home project, starting a home project, or heading to Lowe's to plan your next home project. Well, this weekend, all special order carpeting at Lowe's is 20% off, so plan away. What's more, all in-stock Whirlpool washers and dryers, priced $397 or more, are 10% off. And purchase any in-stock ceiling fan of $99 or more, and you'll get a free $20 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. Put it all on your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more January 11th to January 15th, 2007. So, take advantage of your three-day weekend and head to Lowe's for some great values. It's a plan.
Offer good while supplies last. Whirlpool washer and dryer offer not valid on special order, previous sales, or installation fees. See store for details. Lowe's, let's build something together.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on...
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hun.
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We switched to TurboTax this year.
Yep, and it's so easy. You just answer simple questions and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
It also checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
TurboTax found ones I didn't even think of.
Huh. Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Yeah, well, they're hard to overlook.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
For me, buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show is live at the Playboy Mansion this Thursday night. Adam's guests include Donald Trump.
I don't see us hugging and kissing.
Hugh Hefner and his girls next door.
I really wasn't sure it was a good idea. But then I figured, what the f***?
Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Omarosa, the Donald's first apprentice, Bill Rancic, and David Alan Greer. And you can join us too. Just keep listening to Adam to find out how. Adam Carolla's The Apprentice LA Playboy Mansion Party.
Seems to be a very big story. You also have to honor commitments.
Brought to you by The Apprentice Los Angeles. New city with new twists. Sunday nights at 9 on NBC, Miller Lite, and Maker's Mark. Now back to The Adam Carolla Show.
Greg Fitzsimmons in studio. Stand-up comedian extraordinaire. Going to be on Comedy Central Stand-Up Showdown. You vote on his MySpace.
I love MySpace, man.
MySpace Fitz Dog.
What is it?
That's where we vote
Fitz
for
you. Dog.
Fitz Dog.
Fitz Dog. My moniker. What's yours?
MySpace.com/
Yeah.
MySpace, I think.
It's,
I don't know.
You feel like a pervert when you're 40 years old and you're on MySpace.
Dude, I got a call from a 14-year-old's dad.
Really?
Well, I just don't approve people by their picture. I go all the way to the bottom and approve everybody.
Yeah.
Just hit approve everybody.
Right.
And some guy called my wife and said, why did you approve my 14-year-old daughter? And she said, we don't know. We didn't look at pictures. We just click and make friends with everybody.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
And he said, well, I'm a big fan of your husband, blah, 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 but take her off.
Yeah.
Well, Greg,
I would have said to the guy, she's not 12. This is an insult and thrown her off the page.
I would have said, you know, I can tell she's 14, but she's got the body of a 12-year-old.
What is this showdown?
There's a 14-year-old girl.
Hello, it's a shameless. Yes. It's a contest where Comedy Central basically gets all the comedians to get their fans to vote for them, which gets everybody to go to the Comedy Central site.
I got it.
Also going to be at the Hollywood Improv tomorrow night and Thursday night. But back to the Music Mondays, because Greg has also brought in his favorite song based or inspired by a true event. Let's start with you, Teresa. Your number one song inspired by a true event.
Yes, because it's timely. This is Public Enemy. By the time I get to Arizona, which is about the state of Arizona refusing to recognize Martin Luther King Day.
No, I lived there for that. I lived there right.
Now, wasn't there a By the Time I Get to Arizona song from the 60s?
From Glenn Campbell.
Glenn DeCampbell or somebody?
I only know it if it were Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
I don't.
Wow. Those three are the same guy.
Yeah.
So I thought it was timely.
They are like the Traveling Wilburys of lounge acts.
Who, Lightfoot?
Mac, Lightfoot, and Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
So this is your number one song.
Yeah, didn't it seem timely since here we are working?
Yeah, but it sounded crappy. All right, Danny.
All right.
Who do you got your number one song?
I got two great songs. One's better than the other, but I'm going to have to pick the second best. First one I was going to go with was Holiday Green Day, great song.
Right.
But by Motley Crue... Girls, 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 because I was there when they wrote it.
Well, how do you know you were there?
Because it was about the Tropicana, and the line in it is, the Tropicana's where I lost my heart. And now when he sings it, he sings, the Tropicana's where I lost my house, because she divorced him and took all his money.
But you were physically there when this song was
being... started writing it on a napkin.
Pinned on a cocktail napkin.
Were you
sitting with Motley Crue?
I sit with Vince Neil often. Not that often anymore.
And
Tommy
originally,
played drums at a party in my backyard once.
Originally, it was girls, 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 girls. But Bonaducci set a drink down on the fourth girl. Hey, everybody! Kenny Partridge is in the hands. Hey, everybody! How about you fire me a nice snot rocket so I can get a freeze? Good stuff. Jade, stage four. But always a little business to take care of out there.
When I first smacked that transvestite, I could not walk into a bar without hearing Dude Looks Like a Lady. Every bar, everywhere.
Nice. Dude Looks Like a Lady. Jenny Bonaducci. What? I'm sorry, Greg.
I love that it was written on a cocktail. I think that hair bands, if you buy a hair band music songbook, it should be on cocktail napkins, just bound.
Yeah.
Because every song was written.
I learned something because I always assumed this song was about the women's suffrage movement.
No, no.
Girls, girls.
You got the right to vote on my dog. I got a hanging Chad for you. My buddy the Chad has been late in about 3 months. He's hanging out in the parking lot. Hanging Chad, good stuff. Where's my fanny pack? I'll write that down. You can use that one. I'll stuff your ballot box, baby. No absentee voting this year, baby. I'll be there in person. All right, where were we?
Your top song.
My Christian-ass wife thinks that stripper thing you do is the funniest thing in the world.
And does she think us playing Dude Looks Like a Lady is funny?
Yeah.
I think she's pretty married because we'd only been married about 2 weeks when that happened.
You were still on your first
date. That happened after.
2 weeks.
Oh.
Wow.
But think about it. I married her on my first date. You don't cheat on a girl you've only known 2 weeks. Big deal. We just happen to be legally married.
I feel like if you were together for 10 years and then you get married, there's no banging transvestites
right.
2 weeks after that. But if you get married the day you meet them, there's a grace period.
Yeah, we're barely going steady. We just happen to be Mr. and Mrs. Bonaducci. I don't even know her first name. I called her Greta for like 2 months.
Yeah, there should be like a 20-day trial exchange.
Yeah.
You know, if it works out, it's great.
Like
if not, you trade her in.
Yeah,
exactly. Like that. All right, Greg, do you have a song for inspired by true events song?
Well, I mean, nobody went more on the true event songwriting course than Bob Dylan, who would take an actual news article and just read it with a four-chord structure behind it.
It's true.
And then once in a while, he'd even write a song about writing a song.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm here right now, got my guitar, I'm pretty high, this is the song. It'd be funny if he went that far into time that he did it that way.
He actually once was writing a song down at the Café Wa in the village where he was writing about the pick hitting between song, and he broke the time-space continuum.
Wow.
And the place caught on fire.
There's a wormhole.
Yeah,
absolutely. You've crawled through the wormhole.
So this is Bob Dylan singing about the box of the hurricane.
Yeah, yes. Reuben Carter.
Reuben Carter, later made famous by Denzel Washington. No, who played?
Yeah, yeah. Denzel Washington
played in the movie. Great movie.
That's a good song.
Great song, great movie. Tragic event.
Yes.
Yes.
Which he does. I just listened to this song recently, and it is actually as though he's going into extreme detail about the crime.
Yes.
The alleged crime.
You know who does that in a superhero, although fading now?
Mm.
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was down by the docks. There was a guy. He was sitting there lifting heavy stuff. He had his shirt on.
Yeah. Springsteen. He's like, I think of him as the Bob Dylan with talent. All right.
Nice.
I don't like Bob Dylan.
Really?
I only don't like him because everyone loves him so much. That's why I don't like him. But I do like this song. Now, wait a minute. I got to get to my number one song because we're running late. For break here.
Wow, you picked and rolled on that one.
I really did.
Hey, Bob Dylan, I got something else to talk about.
Dude, you wouldn't believe this guy breaking the rules on radio.
I hate him based on how much everyone loves him.
Yeah.
If people were lukewarm on him, I'd have no problem with him. But everyone labels him a genius. I don't think he sings that well. I don't think he plays that well. And the songs, some of them are good and some of them aren't so good. That's all I'm saying.
Knocking on Heaven's Door was good. Did he actually write that one?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses did a great version.
Here's a guy I like better than Bob Dylan, and I would say is a better songsmith than Bob Dylan.
Oh, well, yeah.
Got your Elvis Costello here.
I didn't have it yet.
Little something called Oliver's Army that I always thought was based on something, so I went and looked it up last night, and it's based after some commander in Belfast during Ireland, and there's an actual guy named Oliver, you know.
I thought it was Oliver North.
No, this is...
It predates that.
This predates Oliver North. Yeah.
Well, nothing predates Oliver North. We just didn't know about him until later.
Right, he was born, but we didn't know about him.
What's that chick's name? Not Jessica Hahn. The other one is Jessica Hahn.
Lisa Kudrow.
Fawn Hall. I see her all the time. She still looks red hot.
She was the world's hottest secretary. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Oliver's Army.
And more with Greg Fitzsimmons, because we can't let Greg leave.
No, we're done with the music portion of the show, but more with Greg Fitzsimmons and you. And as a matter of fact, Greg, here's a tease, has done many bad things in his life. I know he had sex on the car hood of somebody's, when you lost your virginity to someone on the hood of a car. But he has, as we were discussing earlier, things you've gotten away with. Greg has some of his own events that he's gotten away with. We'll talk to him about that after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3FM.
Friday morning, the Adam Carolla Show will be taking over the Playboy Mansion. Well, actually, it happens Thursday night, but we're going to play it back Friday morning so we can edit out the part where the police come by.
My head's bleeding. I look at my fist.
So don't forget to be at 97.1 Free FM bright and early Friday morning to hear the Ace Man, along with Danny Bonaducci on a leash.
I have a drink and I'm just a good talk.
And celebrity guests, including past and present stars of The Apprentice, the Donald himself, and his hair. Powered by Maker's Mark. There's always a redhead at the bar. CBS Radio reminds you to drink responsibly. And 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
The stars have worked so hard. Now comes the fun part. Join E! Tonight when we're live from the red carpet at the 2007 Golden Globe Awards. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
It is E, man.
With Giuliana DePandy. With E, you won't miss a star.
It was an incredible time.
And with our glam cam on air and online, you won't miss a single stiletto.
People watching is my favorite thing.
Live from the red carpet, the 2007 Golden Globe Awards. The party starts tonight at 6. And tomorrow, join Jay Manuel, Jay Alexander, and Debbie Matenopoulos for Fashion Police at 8.
I thought the dress looks like a defunct wedding gown.
If we don't have anything good to say, we'll say it.
Award season coverage kicks off on E! Tonight at 6. Want more? Make eonline.com your homepage for red carpet season. We love it too. On Time Warner Cable.
Hey, Steve, check out my new phone. It has two networks, so it's twice as productive.
That's not a new phone. That's two old phones duct taped together. It's huge and bulky. Oh, and ridiculous.
Perhaps, but having the power of two networks makes up for it.
The duct tape covers up the buttons.
Telling you, Steve, this is the future of communication.
The future? Nextel already has a phone that uses both the Nextel network and the Sprint network. It does the job of two phones, but it's sleek and rugged, not bulky like two phones duct taped together.
Get even more power to get things done with the new Motorola Buzz IC502 from Nextel. Connect with both the powerful Nextel walkie-talkie network and the enhanced voice and data capabilities of the Sprint network. All on one phone for just $59.99 after $40 mail-in rebate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Nextel. Only from Sprint. Ends February 17, 2007. Excludes taxes, credit approval, two-year agreement, $36 activation, and $200 early termination fees. Other restrictions apply. Allow 8 to 12 weeks for rebate. See store for details.
Man, these new cinnamon melts from McDonald's are good.
Way better than cinnamon rolls.
All center. Just the warm, gooey, frosted part of the cinnamon roll.
Mmm, the best part.
With premium roast coffee? Unbelievable.
That's right. Arabica beans.
Oh, yeah. Best kind I know of.
Oh, man. Don't you know what this means?
What?
People aren't going to want regular stuff anymore.
Oh, they'll only want the best.
Yes, the best part of the cinnamon roll.
The best kind of coffee beans.
Let's think about it. Sports will be all highlights.
Movies will be like trailers.
CDs, just the hits.
New cinnamon melts are a sweet new taste at McDonald's. It's just the centers of a cinnamon roll, where the warm icing and cinnamon reach their peak of gooey goodness. Paired with a rich, full cup of premium roast coffee, breakfast, snacking, and dessert will never be the same.
Man, this cinnamon melt premium roast coffee thing's going to be big.
Oh, huge.
Available all day long at participating McDonald's.
Wake up with McDonald's and their eye-opening sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Fluffy egg, melted cheese, and savory sausage stacked on a toasted English muffin. Now two for just $3. Only at McDonald's.
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
That's right. Lennox Financial. If you pay one single dime of closing costs when you're refinancing or purchasing a new home, it's too much. That's right. One dime is too much. Don't get me started on 12 cents or 13 cents. The Lennox guys, they will fall on a sharp number two pencil if they find out you paid more than a dime in closing costs. And that's why you got to do business with Lennox Financial.
So it hurts them if you're spending money that you don't need to.
They... Yes.
It bothers them.
It is physically painful for the good folks over at Lennox Financial for you to pay closing costs. And that's why they're in business. Call 888-945-4505. Wait a minute. 888-945-41. That's right. 4105. They're one of the largest financial companies. They're licensed and bonded by the Department of Corporations. Lennox, I don't know what bonded is, but I'd like to get it one of these days.
Yeah, it's just nice to have in case you need it.
Yeah. There's licensed and bonded, but is there anyone that's just bonded?
No,
not
you
licensed?
Can't be bonded until you're licensed.
How about bonded and licensed?
Yes.
You can do that?
Absolutely. No, you need to be a bond.
You can make bond if you're if you're Bonaducci. Bonaducci, it's right in the name. 888-945-4105. They like to say it's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. I like to say I agree. LennoxHomeLoans.com.
Call LASIK today now and get out of your glasses and contacts with the safety of all laser wavefront customized intralasik. Call 877-WILD-2020 for your free consultation. Learn more at LASIKtodayvision.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Did you know there are now brand new radio stations on the dial? Hidden. Right there between the stations you listen to now. But you can only hear them if you have an HD radio. These HD stations are out there now. These HD stations are all free. Free. Listen to HD Radio now. Go to HDRadio.com for details. HD Radio. Discover it.
The next time you bring your bottles and cans to a recycling center, you're in for a surprise. You'll get more money than ever. Smaller containers are now worth 5 cents. The bigger ones, 10 cents. To learn more, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
If you're not recycling your empty bottles and cans, think about this. Smaller beverage containers are now worth 5 cents, bigger ones 10 cents. You don't want to throw away money like that. To learn more, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I asked my father, I said, Dad, is love real? And he said, no. But herpes is, so watch your ass. Apparently he lost a lot of money in the office pool when I was born white.
Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Greg Fitzsimmons is going to be at the Hollywood Improv tomorrow night and Thursday night.
Good
and
for you, man.
You can go to myspace.com/FitzDog.
Yeah, throw that slash forward, by the way. If you back it up. Oof, dogs show up at your house.
Oh, really?
No, I'll do that, man. If you want, I've got 17,000 friends, I swear
to
God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I say it on the radio all the time.
Send them over.
I'll
send
them
a vote on this Comedy Central stand-up sit-down thing.
Yeah,
hey, why do you come down to the improv this week? You're doing stand-up, right?
Yeah. Because I suck. I just do it for money.
Please.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
What the... And Danny, don't beat yourself up.
No, I'm only...
Verbally, physically, if you want to make a fast fist and punch yourself, it'd be fine.
Dude, I knocked my own tooth out just the other night. But
well,
no,
what
I
happened?
Do you want to hear... Do you have time? I'll make it as short as possible.
All right. Go
when
ahead.
When you have my attitude, you have very few of your own teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They just go hand in hand. Doctors will do anything to save an original part.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Rather than give you... Cut off your finger if it's remained forever, they'll still put it back on because they got to keep your parts.
Right.
So they file this tooth down to nothing, but mm-hmm. it's still real. Then they build a tooth around it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they make a post.
So mm-hmm. it busts out, and I have a TV show to do that day. I get to the dentist, he glues it on, I do the show, it goes great. He says, come back in 3 days, we'll get it permanent. Nothing happens. Tooth is fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going back.
Right.
So I don't go back for a year. A year later, it pops out. I go to a different dentist. He puts it in. He says, come back in 3 days. Nothing. It's fine. 20 minutes before I go on. No, an hour before I go on at the Pechanga. I wake up from a nap. There's my daughter's Snickers bar. Take a bite. My front tooth comes out of my mouth. Now, My wife's trying not to panic and cry for me,
mm-hmm.
but she can't stop laughing. I'm a hillbilly. That's exactly what it looks like. I'm
both
a hillbilly.
One or two front teeth.
I'll show you in a minute.
Oh, no. Too early.
So, no, it's not gross. It's not that gross. So I flip out. I can't go on stage. Everything will be a hillbilly joke. I look like I'm missing my teeth. I can't. It's a big room, and it's got screens. So I called the emergency thing. I said, I need dental glue right now. He mm-hmm. said, okay. 20 minutes go by. I call back, and I said, where's the dental glue? And they said, your wife picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, honey, where's the dental glue? She goes, I don't have it. I have this. And she bought crazy glue at the gift store. I said, I don't know if it'll work, but okay, because I got a little spike coming out of my jaw.
Right.
So I put a little drop right on the hole that would fit into the spike, mm-hmm. and I thought it out in there. And sure enough, I'd feel it snug as hell right in there. Unfortunately, I have glued my fingers to it, and I can't possibly get my fingers off this tooth.
Right.
So I have to yank it back out and then pry my fingers off it.
Does the tooth comes with your fingers?
Yeah, it pulls right back out of my mouth. It won't right. come off. I have to get it off my fingers, and then I have to scrape it because there's super glue all over it.
Right.
To get it back to looking like a tooth. So then I put tweezers on it, did the same thing, glued the tweezers right into my mouth. Had a pair of tweezers hanging down my jaw.
I feel like I could have performed with that.
You know,
maybe. I've done comedy with salad tongs. I'm not going to say where they're hanging off of.
Just to make this brief, though, because I thought I was so brilliant. So we're doomed, right? But the curtain's going up in a second. I finally take a piece of hotel soap, and I wedge it in really lightly into the soap,
mm-hmm.
and it balances pretty good. I put the glue on it. Push it up with the soap bar, and mm-hmm. I feel it get snug, mm. and I pull the soap off, and it stays. But then I can see it's touching two other teeth. I say, I'm going to lay down. I want you to put a drop of super glue on both of those teeth that it's touching, so it'll mm-hmm. stay glued to those teeth, too. Super glue goes right down my throat. I automatically swallow and super glue my esophagus. And I'm going, and I'm actually dying.
Is your wife still laughing?
No, I'm dying. I'm blue. I'm dying.
And by the way,
there's people running around the room, like, and I'm dying.
I feel like I should say this quickly. For those who haven't seen Danny do his act live, he's like Mark Russell, the guy, the political guy, yeah. plays the piano and sings.
Yeah, I love him, as a matter of fact.
That's just, close your eyes, same act.
Except, right. I'm like Mark Russell and Gallagher. I'll play a beautiful political song and then smash the piano with a hammer.
Well, I'm now like Carrot Top because you got props all over your face.
I didn't mean
pliers.
To, because I don't do any props. But I finally got it in on that piece of soap, and I rammed a hairbrush down my throat to open my esophagus
because
I couldn't breathe.
Jeez.
And literally, I pulled the hairbrush out of my mouth, and you're, ladies and gentlemen, damn Bonatucci.
So the teeth are still stuck. No, don't pull them off, Danny.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Danny is up out of his chair.
Oh, really?
Well, Adam, this is radio.
Super glue was originally made to put skin together out on the battlefield.
I've done that a lot.
And that's why he does so well.
Stars for that.
Now,
comedian Greg Fitzsimmons is on the Adam Carolla
show. That's right. There he is.
And by the way, Fits of Laughter is Greg Fitzsimmons' CD available
Thank
in stores
you,
now.
Teresa.
And if you see him at the Improv tomorrow and Thursday, you will probably be in Fits of Laughter.
Well,
nice.
He also won the jury award for best stand-up comedian, as long as we're doing that.
Yeah.
Nice work, buddy.
Your term, Adam.
His mom and his dad.
Adam
doesn't
jury.
Do that.
No.
It's ass.
Greg, I wanted to hear the story that you were going to tell us about something that you got away with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've done a lot of horrible things in your life.
You know, I grew up in New York, and I was a very different person than I am now. Now I'm, you know, I'm sober and a long-term sober guy. And, you know, and when I was young, I was selling mescaline in where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And the town I grew up in was like, you know, like half black, half white. But we were in the rich white part at the top of the hill. And I come home one day, and I was selling mescaline for this guy named Andre, who was the blackest man you've ever seen in your life. Just dark, dark black.
Like so black, they're kind of purple.
Yeah, he had a purple tinge.
Yeah.
And so I come home one day, I open the front door of my house, and who's sitting in the living room having tea with my mother? It's Andre, who came to collect some money for the mescaline.
My tea with Andre.
My tea with Andre.
It's like Tuesdays with
Andre. Did you have the money?
I had the money. That wasn't the issue. The issue was I would pay Andre down in the bad part of town.
Right.
He wasn't really supposed to make house calls to collect.
Don't you know it.
So we left the living room, and I said, Andre, we're done. We're done. Here's the money. I'm not selling mescaline for you anymore. And to this day, my mother will ask me, like, whatever happened to that nice boy Andre? and I don't want to tell her he's doing life for murder.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd he kill?
And his brother, a girl in our town.
For what?
That's not cool when you kill a girl.
It was a rape slash murder.
Murder and like rape slash.
And his brother has actually been in jail since we were in school together. He was picked up from our class. Timmy was picked up by the cops, went to jail at 15, has been there. Other than the brief amount of time it takes him to go out, prove that he can accomplish recidivism in a record time and get back in again.
Well, it is never... no wonder you won Best Stand-Up Comedian.
Yeah.
With the dead chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead chick jokes.
You seem so innocent. You're like freckle-faced, and yet you are selling... what is mescaline?
Mescaline's like a
hallucinogenic.
Yeah, it's like acid. It's a light. It's acid light. A lot of colors, a lot of laughing.
Yeah. You should take it before the show, Teresa. You'd rock.
My best experience with it was sitting in the house around the corner from me. It used to be Tiny Tim's house. It was this giant weirdo mansion, this gothic. And he lived there, and he moved out, and my friend Locke moved in there. Lachlan, and his brother's name was Hamish, and his sister was Lala. And I'm sitting in there. And
hippies or religious fanatics?
Dutch.
Wow.
So we're sitting in there watching Pink Floyd The Wall, and we're on mescaline. It's my 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then his two dogs walk in, and I said to him, "What are your dogs' names?" And he says, "Tom and Fred." And when your name is Lachlan, and you're Lala and Hamish, your siblings, and those are your dog's name, and you're on mescaline, it leads to 2.5 hours of straight giggling.
Yeah, you can freak right out.
And being kicked out of Tiny Tim's house.
You know, I was just thinking about you dealing mescaline, and Andre, the world's blackest man, whose brother, inexplicably, was named Timmy, which is not a good name for the world's blackest brother. Timmy? But here's the deal. Maybe you do that when you're black. You do like a boy named Sue.
Yeah. Make him fight for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you name like DeMarco or something, he won't get tough. But if you name your black son Timmy, he's going to learn how to use his fists early and often. I feel like there's certain drugs that certain cultures will do. Like, for instance, the hippies don't smoke a ton of crack. They do a lot of acid and do a lot of mushrooms. The guys who smoke crack, the brothers, they don't do a lot of mushrooms and do a lot of acid.
Yeah.
I feel like dealing mescaline would be a tough sell to a brother. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, they understood the marketplace. There was a lot of deadheads in my town. We went to a lot of dead shows.
Right.
And mescaline was a big deadhead drug. Because you went to a concert and, you know, there were lasers and the music and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So they basically, I think that he, in his inventory, he would check in with the local color and see what we wanted. And mescaline was big on that list. Acid and mescaline.
Yeah.
Now all those little town drugs have turned to meth labs.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, we live just up from the Bronx, so we would go, a lot of kids would drive down to the Bronx and they'd get angel dust.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my line, I wouldn't do angel dust.
Smart move, buddy.
So my one friend, Dave Vada, was very into angel dust, and so he came back one day and was so angry that I wouldn't do it with him, he sat on my chest and blew it in my face.
Uh-oh.
And then we got into the back of his Volkswagen station wagon on Route 119, which is a windy two-lane road, and he wanted to prove to me that he could go 100.
Square back VW, which is not meant to go over 40.
Yeah.
Shaking.
We had one. First off, the engine was inside of the car.
Exactly.
Right.
In the goddamn car. I used to sit in the well in the very back of it. Yeah. My ass would catch on fire because there's nothing but a quarter-inch piece of plywood separating my ass and the carburetor from the engine, and plus the inside of the car smelt like, well, an engine was in the car. It always smelt like gasoline. It was always overheating.
And wasn't
the vapor
heater
locks.
Like just a lever next to the seat in the front that you pulled back and forth like a German tank?
Well, you don't really need a heater when there's an internal combustion engine that is revving at 5,000 RPMs inside of your space.
Yeah. It was just two bars.
Yeah.
And then you'd pull up and it'd be hot within a second and a half.
Yeah. And so we're on 119, and he gets it up to 96, 97. Hubcaps are flying off. The thing is shaking. I'm almost crying. I'm on angel dust, watching my life flash in front of my eyes.
You have no idea how bad it is.
And then we got to 100, and then he just started celebrating. And then I got out of the car, and I just, you know, fell to the ground, trembling. It was awesome.
I tried it once by accident, because they roll them up like joints, and I just took like two hits.
Yeah.
But nothing funny happened. I just collapsed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move. Nothing.
There's not really the diversity of drugs that there used to be. Now it really is. It's just meth and coke.
Yeah.
No, there's still the prescription ones that are super popular now. There's Vicodin. A lot of people get Xanax,
Yeah,
but, that much
but,
fun,
but you kids out there with your Xbox always rubbing it in our face, you didn't have the cornucopia of drugs you had to choose from at a young age.
I could make an Xbox appear in the middle of the table anytime I wanted.
That's right.
That's one of my New Year's resolutions is to stop taking the pills as much.
Really? You take a lot of pills still?
Well, ADHD, the doctor says I have, so I start on those. And then I found that I couldn't orgasm correctly.
Right.
Like how do you orgasm incorrectly? Your eye?
I'll tell you how. I was alone, and I don't know how to say this on the radio, but I basically climaxed.
Can we move forward?
Mm-hmm. And I waited, and there was no ejaculation.
Right. Poof of smoke.
And then about, 10 seconds later? Ejaculation happens, and I start screaming like a small girl.
That's confusing.
What was that? I call my doctor. I go,
you shouldn't say small girl right there.
I go, what was that? And the doctor goes, well, with that drug, a side effect is a thing called retarded orgasm. And I thought, well, that's ironic, because usually when I do orgasm, I kind of look retarded in my face.
Just so you know, if you want me to make you feel a little bit better, when I first got out of rehab and they sent me to a psychiatrist and he met me and they do, what they do is cocktails of pills nowadays. I take so many pills, I get full.
Wow.
I have some pills that say, don't take on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
But if I take all my other pills first, then I'm fine.
That's a meal.
Well, you'd probably rather have the ADHD symptoms than the retarded orgasm.
I got off that pill. Yeah, I couldn't handle that.
We need to take a quick break. T.
Yes.
You got the news to fire up. Greg, why don't you hang out and do the news with us?
I would love to.
Hey, Greg, have you heard Paula Abdul doing press for American Idol?
No.
Oh, it's delicious.
Really?
She is either high or drunk.
Oh, I heard about that.
Or something, and I'm going to play some of that for you.
Okay.
And Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's up to no good.
Shocker.
No kidding.
But it's sort of disgusting.
We'll take a quick break. I can't wait to hear either one of these stories. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, there's more Adam on the way. Plus Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
The Naked Trucker and T-Bone Show premieres this Wednesday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central.
Tell them about the show.
It's about a strapping young man, late 20s, 6'3", adored by the ladies.
Who are you describing?
Me.
You can't mislead people just because it's the radio.
I'm not misleading them. I'm just weaving a little backstory to whet the audience's appetites. Advertising 101.
So you're lying to them.
Exactly.
The Naked Trucker and T-Bone Show. Torrid tales, twisted tunes, and whatever else climbs in. Premieres this Wednesday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central.
This Friday.
Would you mind giving me a ride?
Lock your doors.
I'm John Ryder.
And buckle up for the most terrifying ride of your life.
Strangers think I'm trustworthy. Aren't you?
No. The Hitcher is being called a sickly, brilliant, and twisted edge-of-your-seat thriller.
Say all of the words.
I want to die.
I want to die!
The Hitcher. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Just stop, please.
I can't. Starts Friday.
From the producers of Wedding Crashers.
Bend over. Like you haven't heard that before.
Comes a comedy critics call outrageously funny.
Nobody panic.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Employee of the month.
It goes head cashier, stalker, cleanup crew.
When you're at the bottom of the Super Club food chain.
Lastly, box boy.
There's nothing to lose.
Aren't you a box boy too, Jorge?
Yeah, but he's my box boy.
Employee of the month on DVD January 16th. Rated PG-13 for crude and sexual humor and language.
At Cupid.com, when we say the girl next door, we mean the girl next door, as in right down the street. We have a local focus that puts you in touch with women you can actually hang out with. And as far as not knowing how you feel about meeting someone online, well, kind of like stumbling across a Thursday night football game on TV. Might seem a little different at first, but it's still football, right? Go to the website and check it out. Who knows? Maybe you'll be spending the holidays with the girl next door.
Cupid.com, because sometimes love is closer than you think.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles.
SoCal Solar, the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings
online at 971freefm.com.
On air at
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Sony Bravia.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Wouldn't you rather use your luck at the casino rather than on the drive to the casino?
Unlike Vegas or those other hard-to-get-to places, Pechanga Resort and Casino is conveniently located just off I-15 in Temecula. So you and your luck will arrive ready to hit the tables, play the slots, enjoy a great restaurant, see a show, or just kick back and relax in the comfort of one of our luxurious four-diamond guest rooms. Why waste your time, energy, and your luck just getting there? Take the easy drive to Pechanga, California's biggest and best resort and casino.
Vegas-style gaming, headliner entertainment, Southern California's hottest nightclub, and great dining. It's all at Pechanga, close to you, far from your everyday.
Lady.
Call 1-877-711-2946. 1-877-711-2946. Or visit us on the web at Pechanga.com. Must be 21 or older to enter casino.
Fox Monday at 8. Television's most talked about drama is back. 24.
There's a reason you're here now, Jack.
I'll do my best, sir.
Best-selling author Stephen King raves, the new season of 24 is so good, it's scary.
Everyone back!
It has more thrills in the first 4 hours than most series pack into an entire season.
I will not work with my enemies.
You're working with one now.
Tonight, the season premiere continues with two more electrifying hours.
We've proven we can strike at you anytime, anywhere.
An ending that's absolutely shocking. Even for 24.
Strike a blow that the Americans will never forget.
The Emmy winner for Best Drama is back. And Entertainment Weekly raves, the new season of 24 rocks.
Grab the weapon! Hold your fire! No!
Emmy Award winner Kiefer Sutherland stars in 24. The season premiere continues tonight at 8, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 11. Then stay tuned for Fox 11 News at 10.
Imagine living in a vibrant city by the sea, rich with history and culture, trendy yet sophisticated, and just steps away from beaches, fine dining, shopping, and entertainment. The city, Long Beach. The address, 133 Promenade Walk. And on January 21st, this lifestyle can be yours. It's the model grand opening of 133 Promenade Walk in the pulsing heart of downtown Long Beach. Only 10 residences remain in Phase 1. Don't miss this opportunity to own a Soho-inspired loft, flat, or townhome starting in the mid-300s up to $1 million. Smack dab in the middle of one of Southern California's most vibrant urban centers. See for yourself, Sunday, January 21st, at the model grand opening of 133 Promenade Walk on Broadway near Pine Avenue in downtown Long Beach. Check out the bright open spaces, the amenities, the lifestyle. The first 100 people will receive $10,000 towards their closing costs. Come on down. You may never leave. Log on to 133promenade.com for floor plans and more details, or call 562-437-7788. This is the home for you. This could be your last chance to own a stylish new loft or townhome. These homes won't last for long. It's the model grand opening at 133 Promenade Walk in Long Beach. Help your heart by taking the Quaker Smart Heart Challenge. Research suggests your cholesterol could drop by eating Quaker oatmeal for 30 days. For information on the 30-day Smart Heart Challenge, go to QuakerOatmeal.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
If you haven't filed taxes and you owe the IRS over $15,000 and you feel safe because the IRS hasn't contacted you, you're on their list and they will come after you and they will make your life a living hell. Before the IRS clamps down on you, call the only guy I know and trust who can help you, Michael Rosbrook of Tax Resolution Services, who's here with me right now. Michael, how do taxpayers get in trouble with the IRS in the first place?
Most taxpayers get into trouble because of not filing. Worst mistake you can ever make.
What is an installment agreement?
It's sort of like a car payment note. You can pay them back in full over time, usually 5 years. However, if you qualify, when we analyze your financial situation, we can do an offer and compromise, and we can settle the debt for pennies on the dollar.
Do you have any last words of advice?
Be a man!
Damn straight. Grow some cojones and call Michael Rosbrook at Tax Resolution Services at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or visit taxresolution.com. Call 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. That's 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late-breaking. Teresa Strasser with the news that matters.
An English man suffered a very painful injury. He was with a prostitute when he told her that he was totally broke. Unhappy, she bit down.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, Greg Fitzsimmons is hanging out and sitting in with
and
the
being
news.
Funny.
Hollywood Improv is where he's going to be tomorrow night and Thursday night. But now it's time for Teresa Strasser and the news.
I'm sure it seemed like a good idea in Sacramento at the radio station when they came up with a contest called Hold Your Wii for a Wii. That's a Nintendo Wii, W-I-I. They held a contest where people competed to see how much water they could drink without going to the bathroom. The last person to make it would get a Nintendo Wii. Well, very unfortunately, one woman who was taking part in this contest, it's not clear how much water she drank, but on the way home, she called a friend and told her friend that her head was hurting, and she died later that day from something called water intoxication, which is when you drink too much water, and it dilutes your blood, which messes with your brain, heart, muscles, and, of course, all your body systems. You have to drink about 3 gallons for that to happen.
I won a PlayStation Duke once, many years ago. I don't want to tell you what I had to do, but suffice to say, it hurt on the ride home pretty badly. Yeah.
Sure.
Sad.
Very sad story.
Well, the saddest story is all these conversations when your kid buys it that the parents have to have, whether it was autoerotic asphyxiation or some bad frat hazing stunt that went south.
What happened to Jennifer?
How's Sheila doing? She's passed. What, 23, 24? What happened? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Can I add to Real Sorrow real quick?
You want to play some Nintendo, by the way? Well, yes.
Gretchen's little brother got shot again the day before yesterday.
What happened?
Got shot in Iraq for the second time.
Oh, in Iraq. Oh. That's right.
Is he all right?
Yeah. The guy that was driving the Humvee's deader than dead. It was a mortar, and he's got shrapnel. So he wasn't actually shot. He's got bad shrapnel. That's the second time.
All right. Well, he's all right?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad, and I think something that will cheer us all up is Paula Abdul, allegedly under the influence.
I'd rather be shot in Iraq than listen to this bitch.
She is promoting the 6th season of American Idol that debuts tomorrow night, and she did a satellite tour. Here she is doing an interview with a news station in Seattle.
Good morning, Paula Abdul, live from New York City.
Good morning, everybody!
Simon has actually said that this had some of the worst singers that he's ever heard. What did you think of the singers in Seattle?
Well, I have to agree with Simon.
Oh, no!
Paula!
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. And it was brilliant.
Not as brilliant as the interview she then did with a San Francisco affiliate. Let's listen to that.
What's this movie you're doing, Bratz, the movie?
Ross, you know, the best thing is I'm blessed to have a platform that allows me to continue to do the projects that I want to do. I'm going to be producing my first feature film, a big one.
Now the anchor starts to get a little angry.
I'm proud of this guy.
You always wiggle around that much? You're just wiggling around there in New York City.
I'm a dancer. I'm doing little dance moves.
Oh, all right.
And in the end, he has this to say.
All right, I'm not really sure what you said there, but it's called Bratz.
What aren't you sure of? What didn't
Idol,
you hear?
American Idol next Tuesday and Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock here on Fox 2 in the Bay Area.
Hates her.
Thank you.
Have fun, Ross.
All right, Paula. Bye.
Well, if she's strung out, if in fact she's strung out, is it going to hurt anything? Is it going to hurt ratings?
No, so, it's going to help. It's Rosie and Donald.
If Randy was high, would it hurt? Would he not be able to say, I'm not feeling you, dog, or it was I?
I look at those three together, and I honestly beat my head against the wall going, like, what's compelling about any of these people?
I love that show. It's a good show.
What if Ryan were straight? Would it change anything? I say no.
I say, and I've said this many times, first off, everyone laughs it off. I like Paul. I like Randy. If you found out how much money Paula Abdul was making per slurred syllable on that show, you would want to strangle the person to your right.
Yeah.
American Idol is worth like $2.5 billion as a franchise.
I know, but
some money.
I feel like, here's the deal, I've said it many times, I feel like Simon Cowell comes across as interesting and provocative and funny because he is bookended by two literal bookends.
Yes.
I actually have brass bookends that are at my house that are more entertaining than Paula Abdul and Randy Jackson. And nothing against you. I love you guys dearly. But you guys are boring, cannot construct a sentence, and are not funny. And the only thing you say is, hey, dog, I wasn't feeling it, or it was a little pitchy, or she says, I don't know. And then Paula said, and then Simon says something that is a 4, but it gets inflated to a 9 because it's a relative thing.
I'm feeling your frustration, Adam, and I see where it's coming from.
That's right.
You got Danny Bonaducci on your right and Teresa on your left. You got to work for your money.
That's right.
I think that was a compliment. Greg Fitzsimmons, you've met Paula Abdul. Yes.
Paula Abdul asked me out once.
Really?
Yeah, I did corporate date. No, this is when she was down on her luck before she had
Greg's
the money.
Greg's adorable. Come on. Mm-hmm.
We did this corporate date at FAO Schwartz, and then she, through the person that booked it, asked me out, but I had just started dating my wife, and I decided to go with the woman who would never work again.
Right.
Right.
Make any money.
Your wife.
Do you regret it now?
No. I love my wife. She's
are you kidding?
But had you known this American Idol thing was coming, you would have jumped on that
I
train,
had no idea.
Right?
Plus, I've never slept with a Middle Eastern woman, and I just feel like in these times, that could have been pretty hip.
Pre those times.
Yeah. Did
you find her attractive at the time?
Oh, yeah. No, she's got that dark, creamy skin, and she's got those dancer calves. You just picture them up against the bedboard.
And those super small pupils. Dude. That's what turned me on about her. Just the pin pupils.
And also, you have to imagine that the pubes start at the belly button and go down to the kneecaps.
Well,
I don't care. I would do it, Paul Abdul, just to be able to come in here tomorrow and go, dude, guess what I did last night?
Can I ask Greg this? Because he has some background with mescaline and other drugs. Can you divine from that audio what drugs you think Paula is on?
She began each sentence with a...
Yep.
Did you hear it?
Hold on. I didn't know.
I did the same game.
We only have 10 minutes, so tell us the drugs she wasn't on.
She was not on a Quaalude or a Downer or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was not on a mood stabilizer?
She's not on a barbiturate or a mood stabilizer.
I had her on Vicodin.
Really?
Yeah, because she was too down from and slurry. You don't really slur like that from the blow. You bounce all over the place.
You've been institutionalized for drugs more, so you probably have access to that more than I do. So I'm going to go with
Danny. I know a lot of stuff about that.
Well, I should say that her reps have denied that she's on drugs and are saying that she was disoriented because her audio was dropped during the interview, so she didn't know really what they were asking. But I played you two different interviews from two different parts of that day.
Right.
Fire!
Bad audio on both. Sure.
Now, Lindsay Lohan has a mother,
Dina Lohan,
and she's been in the press for some things, drinking and whatnot. According to the New York Post, Dina was dining with a male friend in a New York restaurant, wearing a short dress and boots. She was with a man who was all over her throughout the meal, and a witness says that Dina put her napkin on her lap and hiked up her dress to graciously allow her companion to fondle her with his digits.
Mm-hmm.
This is at a restaurant.
Meaning his tootsies.
No.
No.
Those fingers. His fingers.
Those digits.
According to the witness.
Flanges.
Well, when I'm eating, I go with the feet.
Right.
I mean,
eat with your feet.
Well, if I'm eating a pasta dish, I'll have a hand free. But if I'm getting a steak or swordfish or something like that where I need both hands to cut the actual meal, then I'll throw a toe out.
How good is this steak if this chick's showing you her hoosits? I mean, it better be a damn good steak.
Well, probably is. I'll give him a little, which piggy you want me to send to the market is usually my code.
Well, unfortunately, all of the piggies went to the market.
Because I'm going to eat roast beef. You understand?
But one little piggy has none.
And I'm going wee all the way home.
I've said this, Greg. Throw this in your act, please. But how did that one ever take off? It's 250 years old. This one went to the market. This one went home. Yeah. This one had roast beef. This one had none. This one. Who heard that and said, this is a good idea. I think I'll pass it on to the next generation.
The analogy is perfect. It really lines up.
That's right. We're talking about toes.
Well, according to the witness, the guy put his hand under her napkin. It went on for like 5 minutes, unquote. The guy only stopped when he realized other people were watching.
Mm. Now, when do you suppose you realize other people are watching while you're digitizing your girlfriend under her napkin?
I don't know, but if I was Lindsay Lohan and somebody reported back to me, if this happened to Adam Carolla, hey, did you read the paper?
Your mom
was out to dinner, and stepdad tossed a digit at her.
How should I know?
I couldn't stop vomiting. I feel like eventually I would turn inside out. I just couldn't stop vomiting. I just couldn't stop.
When I first wrote my book, I was at a book signing in Santa Monica, and it was a long line. It really worked out well in Santa Monica. I'm signing. This guy comes up to me. I'll make this short, and says, hey, why didn't you write that story? And I said, what story? He said, I was sitting in a real fancy restaurant one night, and you got up, you went to the bathroom, you took off all your clothes, you came back down, and you sat at your table and ate your dinner like nothing was happening.
How would I know?
I don't really remember. I think I was alone. And this other woman comes up like 20 minutes later and says the same thing. And I said, I really don't remember it that clearly, but that guy over there was there. So she goes and she talks to that guy. They come back, not the same night.
You are overserved, my friend.
Well, maybe.
In closing, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news.
Fuck you, CNN.
All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Greg Fitzsimmons sitting in. Greg, why don't you hang out?
Yeah.
I'll stay here until you throw me out, and also I'll take my hand out of Teresa's lap whenever she tells me to.
Please do.
It's all right for now.
Okay.
Dude, I'm a little territorial. I'll hack that bitch off. Move that arm.
Just to say, this one's going all the way home.
Greg is sitting in with us. He can be found tomorrow night and Thursday night at the Hollywood Improv. We'll speak to our prisoner, David, a man who's actually incarcerated, calling from the joint after this.
There's a lot more coming up, so stick around. The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Hey, Mr. Teeny Screen. Want a huge new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game this year?
It's intercepted!
Then listen to 97.1 Free FM, LA's only FM talk station. Because all this month, we're giving you tons of chances to win a 42-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV. It'll happen a couple of times each day. Just listen for us to tell you when to call in and win. Then you pick up your phone, call in, hopefully win. Oh, by the way, one grand prize winner will score a 103-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV worth $70,000. So listen all day today. You can be watching the big game on a brand new Panasonic big screen. America's best-selling plasma TV. Panasonic, ideas for life. We are 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award, take one.
Southern California has a lot of awards ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335 horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice. That was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
If you finally decided to get in shape, you might be considering a personal trainer. Except getting a personal trainer is expensive, so what do you do to get in shape? Well, how about getting a personal trainer and a dietitian for less than $10 a month? Yeah, for less than $10 a month, GymAmerica.com can provide you with a custom workout plan and a diet that can help you get in the best shape of your life. Think of GymAmerica.com as your online personal trainer. GymAmerica.com will construct a customized workout plan specifically designed to match your goals. You'll see cool animations on how to do all your workouts, and when you're done, you enter your progress, and GymAmerica.com will design your next workout based on how you did. It's the same for your diet. Enter your goals and your personal stats, and GymAmerica.com will build a custom diet plan for you. How's that for less than $10 a month? Even better, you can try GymAmerica.com right now for free. Go to GymAmerica.com. That's GymAmerica.com. Get your online personal trainer now at GymAmerica.com. That's GymAmerica.com.
Have you decided on all the new things you want to do in 2007? We'll add this to the top of your list. Have dinner and sip on the finest of wines with the one, the only, Tom Lykus. Tapas Restaurant and Classical Wines presents Flavors of España, Wine Tasting and Dinner with Tom Lykus. You'll dine on empanadas de pollo topped with a warm tomato cream sauce and pork loin topped with Spanish chorizo and a sweet pear sauce. And of course, their friends at Classical Wines will be pouring the finest of Spanish wines throughout the evening. Enjoy flamenco dancers and a live salsa band too. Don't miss out on the wine tasting event of the year. It's the Flavors of España Wine Tasting and Dinner with Tom Lykus on Sunday, January 21st. Seats for this event are limited, so call Tapas Restaurant in Newport Beach now at 949-756-8190. That's 949-756-8194. Or log on to 971freefm.com and check out the contest page. Flavors of España, Wine Tasting and Dinner with Tom Lykus.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Are you ready to finally lose that gut, get in shape, and get the girl? The best trainers from LA and around the world are all waiting to show you how at podfitness.com. Just visit podfitness.com, tell them your goal, and you'll get your own custom workout ready to go on your iPod or MP3 player. It's simple. And best of all, every workout is mixed with your own music. Now you can lift weights with Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, lose weight with Hollywood superstar trainers Michael George and Bobby Strom, or let Danny Bonaducci coach you to the body you've always wanted. If you want to get in shape, podfitness.com will get you there fast. Now your workouts are more effective than ever, and you can take them anywhere. It's your workout with your music at your pace, which means one thing, you're in total control. They're ready to get you in the best shape of your life, and they'll prove it. Go to podfitness.com now and try it for 10 days on them. Go to podfitness.com and download your first free workout right now, all at podfitness.com. That's podfitness.com.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on...
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey everyone, it's Krista Garner, producer of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Now, have you made your New Year's resolution? Does it include wanting to look your best? Well, then you need to visit the Laser Dermatology Institute. They have the most advanced lasers that will get rid of acne and old acne scars. Their facial rejuvenation treatment can take years off your appearance by removing fine lines, wrinkles, and red and brown blotches. Now, I've been getting my own treatments at the Laser Dermatology Institute, and my face looks and feels great. The staff is amazing, and there's absolutely no downtime. Looking younger has never been easier. Call them at 800-606-6000 to schedule your free consultation or schedule online at laserhq.com. They also offer laser hair removal, removal of stretch marks, and tattoos. These guys are the best. They're in Beverly Hills, West Covina, and Irvine. Call them now, 800-606-6000. That's 800-606-6000 or log on to laserhq.com.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to check in with David, who's doing 25 to life in a California state penitentiary for conspiracy to commit murder.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Greg Fitzsimmons also hanging in with us. You can see him at the Hollywood Improv tomorrow night and Thursday night. Prisoner David?
Yes, what's up, Adam?
Good to speak to you.
His real song was I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
Yeah, that's a cool song. I like that one.
Now, here's a guy who's doing
this
life.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Perfect timing, huh? Jeez.
I've said I wish I had that guy on my phone. It's good for laughs. It's good to scare a family member.
What about that guy or the woman that says the white zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only?
It's a non sequitur joke,
call
yes.
It's from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Unbelievable.
Greg?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just called you Greg Fitzsimmons. Prisoner David.
Yes.
Now, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, sports. You know, basically sports is a big influence in all prisons nationwide. You can pretty much imagine that every prison has sports bookies. I mean, imagine, even in the pen. Guys,
yeah.
I can pick sports picks from the joint.
There's a lot of gambling going on inside the joint, but you don't use money as currency, right? You use cigarettes and things like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have cigarettes here in California anymore. They took the cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
You can't smoke in jail?
Wow.
I just told him right now that if I couldn't find a place to smoke, I wouldn't have taken this job.
Well, put it this way.
Yes.
You know, cigarettes, right? Okay, we can't have you buy them anymore. We can't even get packaged, nothing. But contraband cigarettes, imagine the prices I'm going to explain to you. $2 for a minuscule... little issue of Bugler, basically. Bugler
tobacco.
Yeah, it costs $10 for rolling papers, just to get a book of rolling papers.
Now you guys are in jail. Where are you coming up with this dough?
Well, basically, everybody does a little bit of this and that, you know.
The necessity being the mother of invention.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bad economy in there because you guys make 9 cents an hour, but a pack of rolling papers costs $20
instead of 39 cents.
I'd rather be on the part where I made $15 an hour and the rolling papers were $2. But who do you have over there? Do you have your bookie over there?
Oh, definitely. Now, listen, I have this guy here. We call him Jackass. Okay, he has a certain call. You know, Ozzy called his wife. He does some kind of noise.
Yeah.
Like, well, this guy's got a really interesting call. But unfortunately, I'm using a black phone right now. See, we have these racial divisions in prison, and I'm on a black phone. I couldn't get to a Mexican phone, white phone, or anything else.
No way.
Yeah, I'm actually using a black phone.
Are you in danger?
No, not that you're actually using a black phone, that they actually exist.
They have a black phone.
It's very divided.
Mexican phone is Campbell's soup can with some yarn on it.
Don't get me started on the Polish phone.
It's got a flotation device attached to it.
Well, I plan to put him on right now, Jackass, but the problem, he's white, and the black guys are not going to let, especially on Martin Luther King, they ain't going to let a white guy.
Well, you don't want to get cooties when you're in the joint.
This really bugs me.
But how is Prisoner David using the black phone?
I got permission. They're letting me use the phone because, you know, they say so against Prisoner Dave. he's delinquent, but they're not going to let this guy use the phone.
So really, there's just for fun, there's no Jew phone, is there?
No. There's no
Jews. That one only calls collect.
There's cobwebs on it.
The Jews are in the federal joint, and then they're in the tennis clubs.
That's right.
There's hardly any Jews in prison. That's true. Yeah.
All right. So you, what is the makeup of your prison? I mean, is the black phone busier than the white phone, or is the Mexican phone busier than the black phone?
Well, I'll put it this way: that there's mostly blacks in prison, and they've got 10 phones basically. 10 phones or black phones, and that Mexican phones like 4 phones, white phones like 2 phones, mm-hmm. other phones like 1.
Is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Now, is the same voice? Is it the same voice on the black phone, or do you get some guy going, "Hey,
yo,
listen, bitch,
where are the white women at?
This guy be a prisoner." Alright, here's my question.
Enough is enough.
And the Mexican phone's like, "Hey, man, you know, like, you're on the phone right now, okay, huh?"
Alright, here's my question to you, because according to the current news, even though you said there's much
Huggy
more blacks.
Boy says hi, by the way.
In prison. Who runs the joint? Who really runs the prison?
Oh, my God, that's funny. Well, I can just tell you on the under, in basically California prisons, the Mexicans got the stronghold.
I thought so, even though there's more, because that's whole, yeah. They're all over the news, the Mexican mafia. So there's
more blacks, but the Mexicans run the joint,
well,
huh?
Well, you know what it is? There's a lot of paisas. There's a lot of guys that are undocumented. A lot of illegal aliens in prison, and they basically run along with the other guys, with the Chicano guys. So you got a large car. I mean, you basically double the car at that point, you know?
Right, so there's more blacks per se, but the Mexicans are running the show.
Yeah, they pretty much got the stronghold in California.
How do the draft picks look for next season?
You guys gonna get some white guys in that joint? So you guys gamble. You gambled yesterday on the playoff games, I assume.
Oh, definitely, man. I won $5 yesterday.
And
that's a lot.
You can buy half a paper.
What else do you guys gamble with over there besides the cigarettes, the money, and the rolling papers and stuff like that?
Well, that's pretty much it. Fantasy football. We play fantasy football in here too.
Oh no!
God.
Yeah.
Do you know any? Are there a lot of punks?
Punks?
Yeah.
Like homosexuals?
Yeah. No, you don't have to be gay to be a punk. But, you know, yes, that's what I mean.
It helps.
Yeah, there's a lot of homosexuals, but, you know, the guys got them locked in their cell. They're locked in there. They don't even come out. They're like women. They got them cooking and cleaning everything up.
Because they're unsafe out of their cell, David?
Yeah, they actually clean their cell.
Well, dude, if I was gay and in the joint and they had a Mo sitting right there and I couldn't have him, I'd be mad.
I don't like Mo.
It's a pleasant, friendly term, I promise you.
I will say this about the fantasy football, which I guess is big in the joint, but fantasy girlfriend, fantasy job, everything is fantasy, fill in the blank, right. in the joint, right?
Fantasy freedom.
Fantasy toilet seat. Fantasy everything,
fantasy
right?
Fantasy boat.
Fantasy porcelain instead of steel.
Right.
You know what's really funny? Talking about fantasy, there's a guy in my cell wing, right? He basically was masturbating at nighttime, you know, and the officer does the count. There happened to be a fine-looking officer that night walking by during the count, and he got caught masturbating. They put him in the hole.
Really?
Wait.
I wouldn't call that punishment. Listen, buddy. You keep masturbating, we're going to put you in a place with no windows where you won't be bothered. All right? And, keep talking. I'll give you some Jergens and some Kleenex.
That's right.
You're going to keep arguing? I'll give you some porn. Keep that up.
You'll
never leave the hole.
Prisoner David, are some of the guards in there, the female guards, attractive?
Well, not very much.
Once you've been in there 2 years.
Yeah, they're attractive, like Salisbury steak sounds pretty good if you haven't eaten in a while.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Yeah, once in a while there's a nice one, though. Once in a while you see a good one.
Here's, I think, a decent question. I have heard that if you're in prison and you're going to get out really soon, you're just in there for a minor thing, and you're caught masturbating, people, like, kick your butt because you're supposed to wait, like, a month till you fit in and haven't had it in a while. Is that true?
120 seconds.
Was that true?
Oh, yeah.
You can't
that's
do
actually
it.
True, yeah. Yeah, they kick their ass. Yeah. What the hell are you doing masturbating?
You've only been here a week. Yeah.
Wow, so no. So you gotta do it on the bus ride in, huh? That'd be my point.
And there's no porno magazines allowed in there, right?
No, they took our porn away. Imagine, no more porn.
No cigarettes, no porn.
Oh, I don't want to live in that world.
I'm cutting my throat right now.
I got caught masturbating by my wife recently.
Really?
I was watching Quills. You know, I'll go to the guest room and I'll just try to watch a movie that has some nudity.
Right.
Yeah. And the only nudity in Quills is when Joaquin Phoenix, who's playing a priest, starts to have this sexual fantasy about Kate Winslet, who's dead in her coffin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he fantasizes about having sex with her. And as he's doing it, Jesus is crying tears of blood on the crucifix.
Oh, this is
and I'm masturbating because it's all I got to
right.
work with.
Sure.
And that's the moment that my wife walks in, sees what I'm doing, sees what's on TV, then looks at me and goes, well, congratulations.
on the fact that you're going to hell?
All right, Prisoner David.
On this call.
Oh, I got like 60 seconds left. I got to cut us off here.
Yeah. I don't want you tying up the soul blower, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you get off that before you get a...
you were great.
Ass full of pick, all right, brother man?
Yo, this call's coming from jail!
But we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, I'll try to call next week. If we're not locked down or anything, I'll try to call and see what's happening.
All right, that is Prisoner David from Inside the Joint. Greg Fitzsimmons with us, and we'll be right back after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
The U.S. Navy Reserve. Enhancing your career with great challenges and even greater rewards. It's the honor and pride of serving your country, plus the freedom and stability of a civilian lifestyle. Listen all day to hear the true stories of the men and women of the U.S. Navy Reserve, right here on 97.1 Free FM and at 971freefm.com. Hear what life in the Reserve means to them and what the future can hold for you and your career. Navy Reserve. Part-time Navy. Full-time life. Visit NavyReserve.com to learn more.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it could also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me, free, as in it could cost you zero, zilcho, zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions. Print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you gotta hurry, because this is a limited-time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
Hey everyone, Frank here. It's the new year, and I own my car now. Before, I used to lease all the time, didn't really care what I did with it, just drove it around, ran out of gas, check engine light, be on. I wouldn't care, but now I own my vehicle, I love it that much, and the only people I trust to look at it for any problem that I'm having are the good folks at AAMCO. Over half of drivers who have a problem with their transmission don't even know it, they assume the symptoms are related to something else. Do not be one of them. If you're driving with your check engine light on, like I do occasionally, get it checked out for free at AAMCO. That's right, free. You call 1-800-GO-AAMCO, or it's real easy, log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. I trust no one but the good folks at AAMCO to look under my car, so do something nice for your car this year in 07. Take it to AAMCO, let them give it the once-over, find out any problems, and they'll fix it for you, okay? Tell them I sent you. 1-800-GO-AAMCO, AAMCO, AAMCO. Transmissions, plus a whole lot more.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AAMCO center for details.
To celebrate the new year, Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off 2007 with our giant 15th anniversary winter event. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. We finished 2006 as number one in the USA for the eighth consecutive year, selling more than twice as many Mercedes-Benz as anyone else. Needless to say, we've taken in a record number of trade-ins. Right now, we have a huge inventory of Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. They're all sale tagged at or close to Kelley Blue Book wholesale. Plus, we're offering super low Fletcher Jones winter event lease rates on over 1,000 new 2007 models. We'll even pay off your trade-in, no matter how much you owe. Plus, we still have nearly 100 new 06s with savings up to $30,000. Talk about a sale. Hey, it only happens once a year, so don't miss out. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73 and join our giant celebration.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Mercedes-Benz. Newport Beach.
Savings based on 06 S65, CL65s, and CL600s. Winter event sale ends January 31st, so hurry.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Fox Monday at 8. Television's most talked about drama is back. 24.
There's a reason you're here now, Jack.
I'll do my best, sir.
Best-selling author Stephen King raves, the new season of 24 is so good, it's scary.
Everyone back!
It has more thrills in the first 4 hours than most series pack into an entire season.
I will not work with my enemies.
You're working with one now.
Tonight, the season premiere continues with two more electrifying hours.
We've proven we can strike at you anytime, anywhere.
An ending that's absolutely shocking. Even for 24.
Strike a blow that the Americans will never forget.
The Emmy winner for Best Drama is back. And Entertainment Weekly raves, the new season of 24 rocks.
Set the weapon! Who's gonna fire?
Emmy Award winner Kiefer Sutherland stars in 24. The season premiere continues tonight at 8, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 11. Then stay tuned for Fox 11 News at 10.
Hey, it's Heidi, and Sunday, January 21st, we're going to be out in Long Beach celebrating the model grand opening of Sophisticated Living, 133 Promenade Walk. These are really cool lofts and sophisticated flats right in the heart of Long Beach. We're going to be out there from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, and we're giving model tours to anyone that comes out. Meryl Schindler, our food guy, is going to be broadcasting live, too. So come see us and Meryl on January 21st. The first 100 people to come out are going to get $10,000 toward closing costs. That's 133 Promenade Walk on Broadway in downtown Long Beach.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
Now when you purchase an El Pollo Loco family meal, you can get double your chicken for just $5 more. You get twice the flame-grilled goodness for just $5 more. Only at El Pollo Loco.
Frosty, I know I've made fun of you every day for the last 6 years. I'd finally like to say I'm sorry.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Frank. But you know, it's going to take more than words to make it up to me.
Well, Frank, the only way you can apologize is to give Frosty the gift of Kevin Jewelers. Now our listeners can actually say they're sorry with a $250 gift certificate. Enter to win on our contest page at 971freefm.com.
Frosty, I take it back. I only apologize because Kevin Jewelers made me.
I knew it!
Brought to you by Kevin Jewelers, California's choice for diamonds. Check out kevinjewelers.com for a location nearest you and 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Well, very quickly, before we say our goodbyes to Greg Fitzsimmons, a little segment called So, What Have We Learned? Well, there's no escaping from the womagon. Two fetuses enter, only one leaves. You had to listen to the whole show. I got to get my band back together from high school. Morphine Suppository.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
And my best pickup line, can I send my little piggy to your market?
Good time.
Greg Fitzsimmons is going to be at the Hollywood Improv tomorrow and Thursday night. And also, Teresa Strasser.
What up?
TV Water Cooler on the TV Guide channel tonight, 8 p.m.
Right on.
So, till next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.
I would bite a hunk out of his face that would never heal.